Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Noon with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. RTGIF Live Studio audience is ready for an inspirational show about getting involved to make a difference. You can easily join our movement by signing up for our new text alerts. Oh my God, we're so 2021. That's like Joe Biden whispering. So you never miss any of our amazing episodes. Grab your phones, click the text button, and here's the number, 877-695-1886. And type the word action, A-C-T-I-O-N. Put on your common sense caps. We the people, grab your pen and papers for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's the last day of Rejuvenation July and Patriotism Month, which we're going to extend Patriotism Month for the end of the year. So it's going to be Patriotism Year. I'll tell you that on Monday. Time to take action and make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action, BLC. Today's topic's on episode 239, Connecting Patriotism, America Now. Video marketing, Arizona schools and nonprofits, and special guest Jason Bressler of Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation and five of his nonprofit partners, Hope Kids, Military Assistance Mission, Horses Help, Arizona Law Enforcement Outreach and Support, and Youth for Troops. Yes, that's 11 guests in one show. Oh, my God. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people. Doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, kicking it off, is Mr. Bill Ranshaw. Ranshaw, transformed to living a present, connected, and empowered life. The Patriot Sisters, they're igniting Gen Z to rise up, stand tall, speak truth, and embrace our Judeo-Christian principles. And then I'm bringing it in. Talking about how the Marxist-infested America implemented warfare techniques to create the political propaganda pandemic, and what to expect from this next most dangerous phase of tyranny. Oh, it's going to get worse, people. Taylor Wellman, video marketing expert and founder of Financial Potion, and Kim Miller, Arizona Women of Action, reviving American freedoms in education, culture, and the public square, and sitting shotgun in Michelle's Patriarch Soapbox are six special guests for the Arizona Nonprofit Showcase. Not a showdown. It's just a showcase. Jason Bressler, the founder of Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, will be my co-host. And we're introducing you to five of the nonprofits his organization helps fund. Here's the purpose-driven leaders who are making a difference in our community. Kimberly Trischel, Hope Kids, Christina Erlinson, Military Assistance Mission, Greg Goodman, Horses Help, Jim Hill, Arizona Law Enforcement and Outreach Support, AZ Leos, and Hannah Piott, Youth for Troops. She's only 16. 16, you could do it too, people. No excuses, remember? No more excuses. She'll be sure to stick around the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Go to everythinglive.com. Ooh, I forgot the home. Remember, it's all about the home. Everythinghomelive.com. Everythinghomelive.com. And the link is also at the top of our homepage. Breaking news. Number one, ADE, antibody dependent enhancement. You've probably heard it by now. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology, which is in the vaccines, was on the War Room the other day to deliver the truth and explain it to us regular peeps. The vaccine causes the virus to become more infectious and replicate at higher levels. Let that digest. He said it's happened with virtually every other coronavirus vaccine deployment program, or shall I say development. Deployment. Oops. You know where that's coming from. And ADE is the vaccinologist's worst nightmare. He's also been warning about this since the beginning of the outbreak. This happens all the time, and it's been happening with every one of the ones they tried before, which is why they didn't have one before this, people. Please pay attention. Number two, the COVID PCR test results were all fake. The FDA just admitted the test never tested for COVID. No one has a sample of COVID-19 anywhere on the planet. So this is what they did. They threw together some human cells and some RNA from other coronaviruses, which are like in your body right now. And they called it COVID and they made a test. Yep, that's what they did. So why are they pushing so hard for everyone to get this non-vaccine?
Things that make you go hmm.
Things that make you go hmm. It's July 30th, day 501. That's 501 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
All right, I'm almost there. I'm a little over today. It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't start wearing them again. They don't work. They scientifically don't work. 40 years of research and tests, they don't work. They actually make you sick. And our symbolism of control and tyranny, just say no to the non-vaccine. It destroys your immune system. Don't get a fake COVID test. Every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America. Yes, it does. And they're jamming it right into your brain. Ethyloxine is the name of it. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action. Stand up to the Nazi regime by joining our partners' groups over at the Take Action tab. Must follow. Must join. Get involved today. Fight for your freedom because they're not going to stop this political propaganda pandemic. Stop acting like we the sheeple. Take back your country and reopen America 100% before you lose it forever, everybody. All right, sorry, I'm a little over. Just got excited there. Just wanted to get the truth penetrated through your heads. Now it's time to reach partners with Everything Home, Social Contest, a Real Network, and Marketplace. Today's topics on episode 239, Connecting Patriotism, America Now, Video Marketing, Arizona Schools and Nonprofits, and special guest Jason Bressler of Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation and five of his nonprofit partners, Hope Kids, Military Assistance Mission, Horses Help, Arizona Law Enforcement Outreach and Support, and Youth for Troops. Oh, I need to take a break.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, batting lead off today, Mr. Bill Ranshaw. He's the creator of the Connected Being Program, helping you transform to living a present, connected, and empowered life of abundance. Audience, big round of applause for Bill. Bill Ranshaw!
Michelle Swinnick!
Billy Ranshaw.
There
How are you today, my
is.
Friend?
I am fantastic. Wow, what an opening. I'm going to enter your name for the fastest talker of the Guinness Book of World Record. I think you can give some people the run for their money.
Thank you. Well, I got a lot to jam in, and I don't have a lot
it's
of time.
It's amazing
so.
You go over because of how much you get in. You still talking. So doing fantastic, Michelle. Thank you so much. I can't believe it's been another month, and thank you for the opportunity to be here in this platform to give a voice to so many people that – that are in this scenario, this like mind, and trying to learn a lot of things. I'm really excited for the layout and everybody that you have on. The Patriot Sisters, excited to hear what they have to say. I was able to scout them out a little bit, so that is very cool. I know you're over, but your opening kind of gave me a good segue. You talked about a lot of things that were pretty scary to land on a lot of people, you know, is scared. And I think it happens in the media. A lot of people are fearful. There's a lot of fear that goes on. And it causes a mentality for a lot of people to fall into that victim mindset of how did I get here? I didn't do this. I didn't choose this. This wasn't my fault that I'm in this situation. And what I want to talk about is a mindset that I actually learned in Landmark. So this isn't a new concept, but really deploying it properly. And that's really at the concept and the mindset of choosing the situation that you are in. And to really understand what that means on how to change your mindset from getting out of that anxious anxiety state of fear and helplessness, and really looking at the situation that you're in, and even though you didn't cause it, change that mindset to, okay, what if I chose to be here? What if I chose to be in this situation where, you know, my back is against the wall and I don't know what to do, get out of this? Most of the times we end up there by happenstance, and people just kind of fall into that victimhood and they give up. They say, it's not my fault. I can't do anything about it. And you kind of just spiral down. But if you can get into that mindset of choosing it, really choosing that you were there, and it's much different than people say, oh, okay, I get it. Find the silver lining of the situation that you're in. It goes way beyond that, because finding the silver lining is, yeah, I'm a shitty situation, but let me see the good things in it. Choosing it is really empowering yourself as if you put yourself in that place. And a great example, sports teams, high-level performers, they do this. If they're competing, football teams, they will run drills as if they're 14 points down with 5 minutes left in a game, and they actually choose that situation. And once you do that, you empower yourself to start creating opportunities for change and decision and empowerment. So you can really push yourself forward as opposed to have that anxiety. And it really helps you calm your nerves and take yourself out of the situation and be proactive. I want to give an example in my own life where we did, and this is how every time I come up with a topic every month, it's like, how did I, you know, what did I do something in my life where I applied, you know, principles?
Well, before you do that, I want to roll in some current events because you mentioned athletes. So the example you gave was great. The opposite of that is what the gymnast Simone Biles did, where she bailed on the team because she just was like pouty and she made up some excuse. So that's opposite people. Yeah. Wrong. What Bill said, correct.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, as a tangent, and I haven't really talked about that. As political as I like to stay in touch, I really don't speak politically. And that is a scenario where I look at what Simone did, and I look at it as she made a choice, and I can't judge her one way or another because I don't know all of the surrounding mindset around that. A lot of people are saying, you know, they were docking her points, and so it wasn't fair to her. Let her be herself. It doesn't matter because if somebody wants to put that shoe on me, I can sit here and say, listen, then don't force me to put on a mask for the greater good of others. So don't force me to stay in the game for the betterment of my team. So you have to be choosy. It has to be applicable. And so if you're saying good for her, she's brave for bowing out and not staying, you know, committed to something for her team. There are a lot. Again, I don't want to get in judgment on that. But you have to understand
that. I'm not doing
that. You're going to apply in one area.
I'm just pointing out your example, good, hers, bad. Okay, next.
Yep. Yeah, I could. I will completely agree with that. And so where I want to take with that in a personal life where people can find this, and it really is, you know, apply that on the political spectrum. None of us chose to be where we're at in this, and we want to be victims. We want to get mad. We get pissed off. Now we get in a mindset of blame, of anger, pointing fingers, those type of things. Take a step back and realize, okay, I chose to put ourselves in a situation where there's a lot going on. There's a lot at stake here. What does that allow us to do? That really allows us to actually be proactive. We can learn. We can educate. We can be present. We can be good examples for others. And so that's a way to choose a situation that you didn't actually choose. In, you know, bringing it down even onto a more personal level to where you can take action on it, my fiance has a handcrafted soap company. And we did a craft fair 3 weekends. It was a very expensive craft fair, probably the biggest expense one that we've done to date. The first 2 days were horrible. We were very defeated coming home that second day and did not make our money back. It looks like through the entire weekend, we are not going to make our money. It's not going to be worth it fiscally. And so we came home thinking, wow, you know, what happened? How come we didn't sell what we intended to sell? It was a tough night for both of us, but we both woke up in the next morning and we were kind of on the same page. And we just looked at each other and said, okay, yesterday didn't go as planned. We didn't want that, but let's just assume, let's just choose we came into this weekend assuming that you're choosing that we're not going to make the money that we wanted to make. What can we do now? What can we do on this last day to really make this worth it beyond what the money was? And when we took that, we realized there's a few things that we could do. One, we became really proactive on getting Instagram followers, Facebook followers, and email lists for the people that came up to the booth that day, realizing we're not worried about any money we're going to take in because we're not going to recoup what we had. And then we also had the opportunity to take a look at who's surrounding us? Who are we with? We met some entrepreneurs in a booth next to us, have a very thriving small business. They have 1,000 retailers, and they're growing really quick. And we realized, wow, and we really took to them, and we got along really good. We said, here's an opportunity to learn from some people that are about 4 years down the road from where we are. Let's take
collaboration.
The time to really get to know them. Yeah.
Collaboration,
and find
Bill.
Out what have they done. Collaborate. What have they done that you know?
Partners.
Whatever it might be. So we were actually met with that company yesterday, and we learned a lot from them. We learned a lot about the process, about inventory, so many different things, which you know made the amount. To back that up, with the mindset change, our energy was very positive on that Sunday. Somehow it registered. We made a lot of money back that we weren't anticipating. And it turned out to be a massive win. But rather than waking up defeated, going into a negative mindset throughout the day that, wow, what a crappy weekend, this was a loss, we gained so much more out of it because we chose the situation for that weekend. And so changing that mindset and working on it, it's way beyond, you know, finding the silver lining. It's really shifting it around and becoming powerful and empowered in that moment when you find yourself in a situation that you did not choose yourself to be in. Or find yourself
you were very strategic with very good marketing skills and creativity. There you go, my friend. Give your website, would you please?
It is billwilderment.org. Reach out. Happy to chat with anybody. Be on podcasts, share podcasts, however it might be. But I love what you're doing, and I wish we always had so much more time.
It's a 7-minute segment, and we are over. But thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. As always, my furry friend, Bill Ranshaw, living in Colorado.
All right.
And,
all right.
The
good luck
man.
To the rest
talk to you
today.
Next
I'm
month, my
forward.
Friend.
All right, dear. Take
month.
Care.
All right. We're a little over, so we're going to get it back on track. But I just want to say thank you to all of our live listeners out there. And, of course, to everybody on demand, live listeners, 800,000 in the month of June. Can't wait to see what those numbers are going to be for the month of July. And that's just on one network, Global Enlightenment Radio Network. Thank you, Big D, for helping us out there and making it spectacular. And a little bit more about all that and joining the community in a little bit, but I want to keep it on track here. We got to get back on my time clock. So my next guests, sisters here, the Patriot Sisters, Christiana Faith and Isabella Joy. They host the podcast Unleashed with the Patriotic Sisters, and their mission is to ignite Gen Z. Oh, the Gen Z seems to be the group that's going to help the save the country. To help in Gen Z rise up, stand tall, speak truth, and embrace the Judeo-Christian principles our great country was founded on. Audience, how about a big round of applause to Patriotic Sisters? Ladies, how are you today? And welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you are welcome. So, you're real. Are you real sisters? Like, totally related sisters?
I'll claim you. Yeah, we're sisters, but no, we're not twins.
Well, you kind of look the same, but you're close in age, and that's but it's amazing. And tell everybody how young you are.
Yeah, so we are considered Generation Z. So I'm 22 and
I'm 20.
So that means we're in the high school, college age era of kids. And our heart is really just to ignite patriotism because for some reason, our generation hates this country and they don't realize how we are. So our mission is just to ignite that patriotism, but through education, through real history, through Christian values, and use social media in the face of Jack and Zuck and to speak the truth.
Yeah, well, they've been indoctrinated since birth to hate this country. And then, of course, you know, learned it even hardcore when they got to college. So what was different from you guys? Were your parents Reagan lovers? Or, I mean, how did you get hope to actually use common sense in your life?
We've always been brought up in a Christian household. And so, of course, most Christians, as Christians should be, but tend to lean to the right, to be conservative. And so we were always taught to love America, to love God, love America, and then love our family in that order. So it was very natural for us to step into the Patriots just last summer. And it was very natural. And it's really who we are to the core.
So are you both in college right now? Or are you focusing on the Patriot Sisters? And the reason I'm asking is because, you know, the education system at that level is hardcore opposite of everything. Plus, they're all talking vaccine mandates and masks. And are you on the campuses right now or going into the campuses starting whenever they go back to school?
So when I graduated high school in 2017, I felt a shift coming in the country, and I said no to going to campus or being
smart
on campus. And so I've been online. Best decision. I've saved a crap ton of money, and I haven't been indoctrinated. So I'm in college. She's not. But you know what? The indoctrination of people who we know who are, you know, were raised in good families and they had those values. You know, parents send their kids off to college thinking they're getting a degree in XYZ, and they're coming back with a degree in, you know, social justice warriors, degree. And so it's sick what's happening in our country.
Yeah, they come back as little Marxists, and you're like, what happened? It's just Thanksgiving. You just left 3 months ago. what the
right?
hell's going on? And I paid all this money. Yeah, I wouldn't have sent them there anyway. So smart move. On the schools, we always encourage everybody, go to a trade school. You're going to be better off. You'll get a job, and you always will be in demand, everyone. So PSA for today, trade school, don't spend tens of thousands of dollars on a meaningless education on basket weaving or whatever the hell they teach nowadays in these indoctrination camps. So what do you guys have that's exciting that you want to share? And I want you to plug the podcast too.
Yeah, so we do have a podcast. It's Unleashed with the Patriot Sisters, available on every podcasting platform. But really our biggest message the past couple months is we have conservatives as a whole are really good and rah-rah and patting each other on our back, but that's not going to save a country anymore. So we have three things we're calling everybody we talk to begin taking action. And the first one is
run for office. Listen, if we want change to happen, we need to be the ones that are making the change. We can't be relying on the rhinos currently in office to make a change because they're not doing it and they're not speaking on behalf of the people. So run for office. Any level is worth it. Get involved with your school system. Number two, it's important to talk in person. Take it back to what our ancestors were doing.
Let's Paul Revere it. So let's go back person to person. And that's how a country founded. And so that's how a country is going to be saved. Big tech hates us, but that doesn't mean that we should stop using big tech. I think we need to be willing to lose it all on social media followings, which is what we do. We're on social media, but we know any moment it could be taken away. So if we are running for office, talking online, and talking in person, we all need to rise up,
stand tall, and fight back the truth.
Amen, sisters, to that, because we're not a fan of the rhinos here on this platform. We eat rhinos for lunch here because they don't taste too good, but it's the only way to get rid of them. But yes, the key to all of this, everyone listening, and I'm going to give them kudos all the way, is you have to take action. That's why we have a whole take action tab on our website with all kinds of resources and groups to join and physically go in person, meet the people in person and go to the meetings. And, you know, there's rallies for a reason, and you need to start showing up because just participating from the desk or the phone is not enough. This is we're at an unprecedented time in our history, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment, which it might actually just make some people's heads explode. It might scare the heck out of you, and it's just the truth. So just hold on to your hats for what we're going to talk about next. What you guys in a good state? I mean, I'm in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. So we're actually, you know, we don't have the mask mandates. We don't have that. We have, you know, we just have corruption and our babies are racist apparently. But, and we, you know, we rig our elections, but at least we don't have to worry right now that someone's going to come and make us get that what do they call it, the jab? What? No, it's a non-vaccine, everybody. It's a non-vaccine.
Yes.
Are you guys in a safe state? Where are you? You have some freedom?
We're in the Sunshine State, the free state. We have DeSantis as our governor. We got Trump down south. We are, I think, in the best state. We're very happy here in Florida.
Well, good, good. So touring, are you guys doing any appearances or any rallies, any of these big events coming up, or just you're hanging down there for the summer and going to take care of just being on podcasts, but any physical events you're going to be at?
We're gearing up to this fall doing some speaking engagements with high schools and colleges around the country, which is pretty fun. And then some other things at some universities, Liberty University, they're having a student leadership summit. So we're going to be a part of that. So we were very active and very passionate about getting in person and being in front of people, sharing the stories, educating, because educating the truth with the truth is what's going to save our country. And if we don't do it, if you don't do it listening, those who are listening, no one else will. We can't rely on other people to do it anymore.
Yeah, there's no Prince Charming. There's no white horse coming. There's just a lot of evil lurking right at us. You know, I call it the Biden nuclear bomb with trillions of dollars and evil and like demons and satanic people coming right at us that literally just want to kill Lady Liberty. It's the saddest thing in the world, but we're not going to let it happen. Not on our watch, ladies, not on our watch. So are you recruiting Patriot Sisterettes so that people can learn from you and then start doing the same? I think if you don't have one of those, that's something you should do, is just start building a little army of awesome Gen Z kids. So give your website and encourage everyone to become little Patriot Sisterettes. There you go.
Yeah. You actually jumped the gun on us a little bit, but we actually are planning on something on how to equip those around us of all generations, Gen Z and above, on what we need to do. But you can stay in contact with us at
you can find us with our website, thepatriotsisters.org/email. Sign up for emails, because we cannot trust big tech anymore. We are on Instagram, The Patriot Sisters, Facebook as well, at The Patriot Sisters. But website and email, signing up for email list is the best way, because nowadays you can't trust them. And we've been taken down from TikTok. We had over 100,000 followers there, taken down in one night, no warning. It's ridiculous what's happening to us and to so many other conservatives in America.
And their plan actually is to expedite that. I'm going to be mentioning it in the next segment right here. So I encourage everyone to follow them, but get on their newsletter, so at least before they take that down, they can at least gather the emails before that gets taken down.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of stages where they're going to head and they're exterminating the truth tellers and freedom loving, freedom people in this country. But like I said, it's a coming. It's a coming. So one more time, website, ladies, and you guys are great. I admire what you're doing, and thank you for being so young and so smart. Tell your parents they did a great job.
We will. We love them. They're amazing.
And our website, is thepatriotsisters.org. We have our shop, everything on there, how to get in contact with us, invite to speak, whatever it is. That's the best way to contact us, through the website.
Awesome. And I'm going to post your podcast on our must listen to page, that more people can tune in and listen to other like-minded people who love this country. And I'd love to have you guys come back on next month and share some more stories, give us updates. And I'm here to support you as much as I can. And so is our entire patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. So keep up the great work, ladies. We need more of you. That's for sure.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Go enjoy the weekend and give Florida a big hug for me and go fight for some freedom.
We will.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We'll talk to you next month, ladies. That was the Patriot Sisters. I love how young they are, 20 and 22. See, there's some hope, but we need more of them. We need millions of Patriot Sisters and Patriot Brothers out there fighting for freedom. All right. So it's 12:29. Now, this is my segment, and like I said, I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to scare you. I'm just reporting some facts, and I need to put things into perspective. I did talk about the information that was just literally like in the past 48, 72 hours that came out about the vaccine, which it's actually the vaccine is making the virus worse. And the COVID tests we talked about are not real. They're not, they can't detect it. And this just came out from the FDA. And of course, you're not going to hear about it on the news because I didn't see anything really posted in Telegram that came directly from the health ranger, Mike Adams. Mike Adams has a lab, like, and he has like a multi-million dollar lab. He makes products and tests things. He's like a mad scientist. He's been doing it for, decades. So when he explains something, kind of breaks it down into English, that's the guy you listen to. And I didn't get a chance to pull the segment. There is a document that I'm going to post on our Take Action tab. We're going to put it in the COVID tab too. I'm going to put it kind of literate all over because it's something that people need to understand. So when you got tested for COVID, it basically, they just put a couple different coronaviruses in and some mRNA and shook it up and said, okay, here's the parameters for the test. So there's no COVID-19. There isn't one specimen on the planet because nobody could produce it because you need that to do testing. So as we keep saying, it's a political propaganda pandemic. Now, I hope that I'm going to have time. 12:31, where am I on my time? Because I want to keep respect of my guest time, 12:38. Oh, I got 7 minutes. Okay. I can come back in later and finish up. But what I want everyone to know is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which I was never a fan up until a couple months ago when I really started paying attention to him. He has a new book coming out, The Real Anthony Fauci. Well, I say Fauci. He actually used the real name. Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Okay. Now, I put this together. It's a little timeline, but it's important, so I'm going to read it. So bear with me here. Now, I want you to understand that Kennedy has done extensive research on the CIA because his family, obviously the Kennedys, they took out his dad, they took out his uncle, have been in battle with them for the past 60 years. He's actually wrote a book on it too. So I want to first go back in time and tell you about a CIA experiment because it matters on where we are right now. So in the 60s and the 70s, the CIA conducted mind control experiments, including MKUltra. None of this is conspiracy theory. Keep in mind, the term conspiracy theory was created by the CIA during the 60s and 70s because people started to clue in and figure stuff out. They said, well, that's not part of our plan, so we're going to make it like they're crazy. We're going to say it's a conspiracy theory. Remember, there are no such things as conspiracies and no such things as coincidences. So back to the mind control experiments. And like I said, all this information I give you is from experts. This is like RFK Jr., a bunch of other people, Mike Adams, you can Google it, you can look it up, speculation. So the most effective was the Milgram experiment. What they did is they recruited volunteers from every walk of life and put them in a room, and in the next room was an actor who was connected to like an electrical device. And the volunteers were told to turn up the electricity by another actor who was actually in a white doctor's lab coat. Mm-hmm. So the guinea pig was yelling, which is the other actor, because he's all wired up, and begging for them to stop because they kept turning up the electricity. And the guy's, you know, getting a shock or pretending to get a shock. But the doctor kept telling the volunteer to keep increasing the voltage, and most of them did it. So the experiment concluded that 67% of the public will violate their own conscience and do what they're told because someone in authority instructed them to, especially a doctor in a lab coat. Okay. So we've been indoctrinated and we've been conditioned for decades to believe these false authorities, and it has worked. Well, what do you think where we are now? Right. So we're believing all these people just because they said it. Who's they? Mm-hmm. So fast forward. Okay. I want to keep you in mind that the first step of every totalitarian, I always trouble pronouncing this word, totalitarian regime is censorship. So the girls were talking about that earlier. It's just a matter of, not a matter of if you're going to get shut down, just a matter of when it's going to happen. It's part of the plan. I have it all written down here. And of course, our Constitution, which no one seems to care about then, has been systematically dismantled during this political propaganda pandemic. Just to name a few amendments, 1st, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Okay. Now, go to 2000. This is all from, this is in the book, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., all fact. In 2000, Bill Gates called Fraudshee to his house. Say, hey, little elf, get up here. Get up here. I got a proposal for you. So he said, I want a partnership with you to vaccinate the world, which was basically the coup d'etat against American democracy. And keep in mind, I want you to boom, boom in your head. Bill Gates did a TED talk and said he wanted to vaccinate the world and we needed to eliminate people. Gates wants to be God and solve all problems with technology. And ironically, his father was the president of Planned Parenthood, which created genocide. The purpose of Planned Parenthood is to kill the unborn. The founder, Margaret Sanger, wanted to eliminate black and brown people. That was her goal, which is a worldview of social Darwinism. They want to be the superior white race. They think they are. I'm being called a racist because I love this country. Oh, my goodness. Keep in mind there. So that's what it is, okay? And most the most recent non-vaccines that were designed to kill, control the population, affect reproduction, and create tracking with the vaccine passport, okay? All part of the plan, right? Because they're big into genocide and ruling and controlling and tyranny and obey. You've got to obey. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. found 22 pandemic simulations, which are these training exercises that they, CIA, and friends have been running for years, like decades, and most have been top secret. Some of them, they told you about them, like Project 201. And that was most recently done in October 2019. So these simulations of the 22 he found, they involved hundreds of thousands of people in every community, including police officers, healthcare workers, first responders, politicians, government employees, etc. It taught them CIA psychological warfare techniques on how to use a pandemic to impose totalitarian control, tyranny, censorship, tracking, and tracing, and how to violate the Constitution. It also involves mass lockdowns and the use of Stockholm Syndrome to create chaos, paralyze a society, total demoralization, inducing dependence, and making people beg for a powerful leader, with the narrative being the only thing that can save you is if you obey and take the vaccine, which we learned about. It's completely unnecessary and actually is not good. We've been talking about that for a while. It will destroy your immune system. So people who took part in these simulations were then moved into power positions. Okay. And we're at 12:37, so I got another minute. And that most recent that they did, they publicized it, right? Happened to be in October of 2019. They called it Project 201. Now, check out this timeline. By 2019, Fraudshee and his friends had the entire infrastructure together to push back against vaccine hesitancy. When were you hearing about that in 2019? To push back because he and the others had funded all the government agencies, the front groups, the advocacy organizations, the NGOs. They already had the media in their pockets, so not a big deal. They had all the rest of them ready to go. In January of 2019, the WHO, January of 2019, we hadn't even uttered the word COVID or coronavirus. WHO announced vaccine hesitancy is one of the 10 greatest threats to humanity. And of course, there was no science to back it up. 3 months later, Adam Schiff wrote a letter to all of the social media companies saying that the government wants you to start censoring any information on vaccine hesitancy. And keep in mind, the COVID vaccines were patented before the disease was discovered and spread. And here we are today. So when I say political propaganda pandemic, there it is, people. Not to mention the information that they discovered, leaked out, whatever you want to call it today about the testing and the stuff we've known about the vaccines just this week alone. Anyway, all right, so that's your little teaser of how we kind of got here. There's much more, and I'll save that for a little bit later in the show. All right, it is 12:38. I want to bring on our next guest, Taylor Wellman. I think we're going to shift. Now we're going to shift it up and we're going to talk about video marketing. It's amazing, the topics, the diversity. You want to talk about diversity and inclusion? This show, this platform is diversity and inclusion because we are including everyone and we are so diverse. Our next guest, Taylor Wellman. She's a video marketing expert and founder of Financial Potion. And of course, she's going to ask me for an update and I'm going to ignore the question. So audience, why are you not clapping for like one of my friends here? There you go, guys. Taylor.
Hello.
How are you? How are you today?
Doing well. You know I'm asking you the question, but you've already given me a little update. You have gotten your toes wet with video, haven't you?
I did. I got my toes wet. I was on the Alan Key show 3 times, and then I've actually done like 2 podcast ones. I have like a couple more coming up, so it's not a matter of let's put it this way. You've got to do it like just do it once. And the lighting was ridiculous. I said this the last time I think you were here is yet. I looked like 20 years younger because you can't see like wrinkles. You can't see that stuff. You can't see blemishes. You can't. And they didn't have to do anything with filters. It's just, you know, how the cameras work. So yeah. And you look a lot thinner too. And you can do even more creative stuff if you know how to do things like you do with lighting and that. And that's just raw video. That's not even including editing. So don't be afraid, everybody. Don't be afraid. You look better on camera than you do in person. It's just a matter of making sure you know what, having good quality content come out of your mouth. Otherwise, don't be scared. Don't be scared. So I'm not scared. I just need to make more time for it now.
It's all about putting it in the calendar. Just make it happen. I always say if it's not real, it's not written down, it's not real. So you got to write that down. Just put it in the calendar, make a production day and do it. Like you said, it's not hard. I think a lot of people, they stress out and they have anxiety over the idea of having video that hesitates them. And if you just do it, it's so amazing how quickly you just get comfortable behind the camera. They really start visualizing their best clients, the people that they want to be working with. And you just realize you can just talk, be yourself. And you're right, with the right lighting and the right angles, you're going to look great. And so it's just a matter of pre-planning and then doing it.
And my suggestion, you want people to record it, but then you have to learn the editing portion, and that's a little bit more complicated. Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with going live or just doing don't worry about the editing. I would say just go throw it out there. So what if you stumble? It's not a big deal. I mean, this show's live. I mean, I obviously am, I make some stuff up or a little glitch there. I mean, obviously it's a bigger deal. A little bit bigger deal when you're seeing it. But for the most part, I would say don't be afraid to just click that live button. Or you think I'm pushing them too much to be brave.
I think there's a time and a place. If it's an SSME video, we like to say, is a search and subject matter expert video where you're just giving tips, because truly, giving value, that is the best kind of marketing. You want to have that giving marketing so people remember you and want to return back the favor. Those are great to do live because it's just going to show your authentic self, who you are. Here's a quick tip. And if that is easier for you than having, a more done up setup, go for it. Just make the videos a little shorter, get to the point and move on. But if it's an introduction video, if this is a video that you're going to put on your web, add to the top of your Facebook page, add everywhere, you want to have it more polished. And so for those, I would really recommend, perhaps even determining what area of video production and video marketing you don't like and delegate it out, because we only have so much time in the day and we should stay in our corner of genius. And why waste our time doing things that we can't do very well? And it's going to take us way too much time if economically and just timely, it makes more sense to delegate that portion out. Maybe it is just the editing, or maybe it's the full editing and production and getting it online. Just look at what you like doing and delegate out the rest.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise anyone to go down the rabbit hole of trying to learn editing at that level. It's just, it's not worth the time and the techniques, because there's lots of tricks involved. There's, it's a lot. It's a lot to do that if you've never done it before. So I would definitely encourage you to outsource that. And remember, everybody, Taylor does a consultation, free consultation, so she can kind of give you the rundown. Because if you are ready to go into this world, you need a plan. You need to know what works mm-hmm. for your business, for yourself, and you want to figure out how much things cost. So you can then go ahead and say, okay, well, maybe I won't start doing this now, but I just need 30 days. And then you can put this into motion, because it's, as you've told us many times, the social media platforms, they like video more so than just regular posts, right?
Most definitely. All platforms, and think about it, platforms are created all around video, such as TikTok. And And every platform has their own set of rules of the, you know, aspect ratio they should be, what elements should be on there to actually get views, you know, any type of SEO tricks. And so every platform is different, but everyone doesn't need to be on every platform. It's really important to, once again, be smart with your time and, you know, only be where your target demographic is spending their time. Those are the platforms where you should be putting your energy in and putting videos out there.
And that's why having that consultation with Taylor helps, because she could kind of guide you in this direction, ask you those questions that you probably never really thought about, but should have. But she's also not going to say, you know, you coulda, shoulda, woulda. She's going to be gentle, because I've told her, treat everyone as if they were talking to me, and we've made tons of mistakes when it comes to video or delay.
Oh, we take care of everyone, definitely.
So she said, oh, of course, I will make sure that I will treat everyone as if it was you, and I will not make anyone feel bad for doing that. So don't feel intimidated that you've done some things that are wrong. So I just got about another minute or so. What is a good takeaway for people today that they can do as a take action, or maybe even it's something that you give them a good advice on, something they could practice?
Practice in the mirror. If anyone is, you know, hesitating, it's that, you know, we kind of said how you have to go out there and do it. And sometimes it is that fear of, what am I going to look like? How am I? What do I do with my hands? The number of times people have asked that. Just practice in front of the mirror a few times, especially if you're just going to go live. Do it a couple of times. Make sure you have down what you want to say, that you're not going to be rambling too long. Know what you want to do with your hands, whether just keeping them together or using them when you talk. I know I talk with my hands quite a bit. Today is the day. Just treat yourself like your own client, and then you'll actually do it. And so make sure that you put yourself in your own calendar and get it done.
Real quick, my question is, most of people are always sitting down when it's a Zoom call, or sitting down. And, you know, we already talked about my dislike of them doing it in their car. I still don't get that. What about standing up and doing it that way rather than just sitting there? What do you recommend? Is that good, or is that not cool? I mean, is that not what people do?
Standing is the best. No, standing is the best. Whenever we're producing videos with our clients, we advise you should stand. You put out the best energy. You have the best posture. You look a lot better when you're standing. You could just look better because you have a better way. However, there's still ways to look good in a sitting position. And there could be, once again, like many things, a time and a place. If you're having an interview, it can be odd just to, like, imagine standing for an interview for the whole time. If you're just standing for this radio show the entire time, that's not realistic. So if you're doing an interview with someone, sure, sit down. Just make sure that you're putting your camera in a flattering position where it's slightly above your head. You have to tilt your head slightly to look up at the camera. It just helps your posture stay nice and tall. And so the answer is you can do both. It's just going to depend on the format and the goal of the video.
All right. So stand up, everyone. We always tell everyone to stand up. Now I'm saying stand up in the video. Oh, so many meetings.
Yes, if you want more information, make sure that you are subscribed to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/financialpotion. Every Friday at 5 p.m. Arizona time, we post a new video tip. It might be an equipment review or a tip on posting videos to social media, scripting, production. It goes everything you need to know about video marketing. And of course, you know, as already mentioned by Michelle, thank you so much. We do offer those complimentary strategy sessions. So if you want to know more about, you know, what you can be doing for your particular business and situation, you know, reach out to us. You can connect with us on our website, financialpotion.com.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. I have been freed.
I look forward to hearing more updates. Yes.
I will get them to you. I will get them to you. Make sure you schedule for next month, and have a great weekend. Tell that little guy I said hello.
Will do. You have a great weekend as well. Talk more soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Taylor Wellman. Taylor Wellman. Great information. She is the expert. When I say expert, she really is the expert on video marketing, all these little tricks and techniques. It's 12:49. I'm a little behind. I've been going over all day today, but I do want to squeeze in, because it looks like we have, I even got a chance to throw in my normals in betweens. But I just want to, as I mentioned, I thank all the listeners. That's great. Make sure if you get a chance, join our community. You can follow us on all the social medias, especially the Rumble. Join the newsletter. All of that information is on our homepage at the top. There's a graphic there that says links. So click on that. That'll get you to all the social media links. And then, of course, newsletter is lower right-hand corner of every page on the website and on your phone. So just click on that. That'll get us around the censorship until they shut down that. So it's just a matter of time. Remember, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. But that way we can keep in contact and get you information. Just because you're friends with us on the social media doesn't mean you're ever going to see the posts. That's how they play the game. But it is what it is. So we got to do what we got to do. And then we're getting more active on the other alternative platforms that are going to be a little bit more friendly. We're getting there. But for the most part, just go. And they're all those links are in the link list. And I'm using link. I got kicked off a link tree. Who gets kicked off a link tree? Yeah, that was a while. That was a couple months ago. So I'm using launch links. So you'll see that on there. And then don't forget, I'm going to mention the marketplace in a little bit, but just a real quick plug. You know, we buy products and services, and money goes to our nonprofits. So we're going to mention that in the nonprofit, but it's real quick, MyPillow.com, right? We're partners with them. They give 20%. Just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, H-O-M-E. Whenever you go to MyPillow.com, save up to 66% and also get lots of deals for yourself. Money goes to nonprofits. But I just want to plug that real quick for anybody who is not jumping on a little bit later. We want to help Mr. Mike Lindell, too. He's spreading freedom and truth everywhere. He just cut off Fox News, Fox Network. He said, hell no, we're not running our commercials on your show anymore because you're not doing the right thing. All right, let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is Kim Miller. She is the founder of Arizona Women of Action. They're reviving American freedoms in education, culture, and the public square by engaging in critical issues and providing clear, effective take action items so you can make a difference. Audience, big round of applause. We're going to talk about Arizona schools. Kim Miller, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I am en fuego. I am spreading the truth. I'm talking to freedom fighters all day today. You're one of them. So thank you for doing what you're doing out there in our community. It makes a big difference when everybody does stand up, as we've been talking about. Seems like the theme of the day is stand up, and we have covered it from just simple video techniques. Who knew, right?
Who knew? No, that was interesting. I'm going to have to follow some of her tips. But yeah, thank you so much for having us on. And there is so much going on in the schools. I've just even heard today how Phoenix Unified is going to mandate the mask and going to defy. Yeah, they just put out a letter today that I know that's what I'm wondering. How do we put teeth in these, the laws that they're just completely going to ignore it? I guess the, I have to look more into it and see exactly what they're saying and why they're going to mandate that. They're saying if you're indoors, and I don't know all the details, but that's the deal. So we have to fight back, and that's one of the things that Arizona Women of Action is doing. Is we want to learn these things and inform people and get them to take action.
Okay,
are you going to say something?
Yeah, real quick, I want to just let everyone know who thinks that these masks do something. Okay, there's 40 years of studies. Mm-hmm. And none show it stops the spread of any virus. And it's proven that it's not a protective barrier against viral infection as far as kids. And this is from American Frontline Doctors Summit the other day. Kids, when it comes to kids, masks offer no protection. What it does is it only increases their CO2 levels. And it was this study that they did, and it only in 3 minutes. And it was so bad for them that it was at a dangerous level, like danger level. Okay, and that's only after 3 minutes. So, and then of course, the other truth tellers, and don't worry, I'm going to give you an extra minute or two, Kim, because what you just threw at me is what I was having a discussion about the other day after you and I talked on the phone about how I didn't trust these little, I'm going to keep it clean, the little evil rodents, the demons that are out there. So I want people to also realize Dr. Zed Zelenko, he's like the leader in all of solutions for this. And of course, everyone I think has heard of, Dr. Simone Gold, the microns, okay? Because it's important that you realize that the masks do not do anything but hurt your health, okay? Because literally when we say it's a symbol of control and tyranny, it is. It has no effective value except actually cuts down your oxygen levels. So that the microns the masks block microns that are 0.40 or larger. Most viruses, including this COVID, which now we've found out all new details, there's no such thing as COVID-19. COVID is 0.10. So it goes right through. So I just want people to hear that if it you have to listen to that every day to get it through your head, then I will say it every day. So I will let you run with where we were going to go with this segment about the school and everything else. So sorry, I just had to get out there because I can't handle watching people put these masks on and get lied to by doctors that are actually lying to them on television and everyone literally is just spewing lies. And it's too frustrating. Well, and I feel like I got to do something because it's that bad. But anyway, Kim, jump in there, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's why it's so important. Kind of like what you were saying, I think you alluded to this before about how we've been taught to listen to the quote experts. And yet there are so many different scientists, science is always an evolving thing. That's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be where every bit of legitimate research is offered and everyone honestly looks at the evidence, but it's not, sadly leftism has corrupted the science field and pretty much every field where there's money and power involved. And even just recently, one of the things we try to share, and I'm so glad that you have the data and the research out there, because it does show that there are a lot of other experts out there that have legitimate research. There was one that came out on the whole carbon dioxide done by the Journal of American Medical Association. Their journal had an article that came out about experimental assessment of carbon dioxide content in the inhaled air with or without face masks in healthy children. And they did find that many children were not getting enough oxygen. They were rebreathing. I mean, and now I just went and clicked on it again, and it's saying retracted on there. So I'm curious. I haven't looked to see what they're specifically retracting about it. So, but this is the Journal of American Medical Association. So there are there's legitimate science, and that's one thing that Arizona Women of Action tries to do. We want to send out information. We try to put out an email every week with effective action you can take in the areas of education, culture, and politics. We've renamed it instead of the public square. We're just going to say politics because that's just a lot easier. But in this, all of those areas, we want to highlight where's the solid data. So you have the tools to go to your friends on Facebook or your teachers at school and you say, here, this is what the truth is. So, because they're not hearing it, if not outside of their bubble of CNN or CBS or anything else, we have to show them. There's a study by the Cleveland Clinic. We're going to be sharing that this week. We're going to have our next call to action update. People can sign up at azwomenofaction.com and get our email, and they will just get one email a week, and they'll be informed of what to do and then how to take action. What are we doing? That's the best way to fight back, is we've got to band together with effective action that's going to move the needle and with data and the truth. And people, we want to give people confidence that they don't have to just rely on, quote, expert testimony of this or that, because experts can be twisted. And if you start listening to your common sense again, because it's pretty powerful.
Keep in mind, too, a lot of these experts, they're on the payroll. They're literally on NIH, NIAH. You pick a couple letters in the alphabet, or they're attached to the patents. They're making money. They're literally being paid. And again, everyone, this is not coming from me. This is coming from multiple sources, including RFK Jr., who literally does this. Like, he's on a mission to get the truth out there. And I'd have to say I believe him when he finds this out, when he's been doing, decades of research. Dr. Jody Mikovits is another one of them. So yes, it's just a matter of, do you want to believe the truth or do you want to continue to be brainwashed? And at this point, you're talking about health and life and death situations. We're at a whole new level, is what I said earlier. Kim, give the website. And do you have any events coming up or anything else you want to promote?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I wanted to give people, we've got back to school coming. I wanted to give your listeners three ways that you can really make a difference. You can take action right now before school starts. And we do have some events coming up. We're going to let people know we've got a huge summit coming up. We're not sure the date yet, but we're looking at September, possibly October, but we will get that out. But for right now, we've got school coming back. One of the best things you can do is talk to your kids. Tell them what to expect. Tell them that there's some things that are being talked about that they're trying to teach at schools that are just not true, that people are confused. You have to talk to your kids' level, of course, understand where they are, what they can understand, but give them a heads up so they know that there might be some things taught at school that aren't completely true, because there's this social-emotional learning now coming out, the critical race theory that supposedly was banned, but it's still finding its way in. And then comprehensive sex ed, which is the CSE. So I think one of the best things you can do is talk to your kids. And then the second thing is talk to your teachers. You might find there's a lot of good teachers in there who just need some backup. And don't just assume the teachers are all against us. There's some good ones and good administrators. Find out who they are and get allies on the inside. And also just pay attention to every permission slip that's coming home right now, because they're trying to slip in a lot of things that they want you to give permission to for them to teach or for them to ask your child about, whether it's sexuality or things like that. You need to be engaged. And then the third thing is help us start parent groups. We are really looking actively right now to find ways to connect solid parents in different districts. And we have some that are doing great. They're really organized, like Scottsdale Unified and Peoria. They have some terrific parent groups. But we keep getting people calling in and saying or writing saying, I live out in, you know, I'm in Dysart. Who do I have out here or whatever? So please email us info@azwomenofaction.com and let us know if you want to join or start a parent group. We really need your help. We got to mobilize the army.
Yeah, it's time. And even if you're not a parent, like I'm not a parent, but you pay property taxes to the schools and you care about the kids. So you're just as valuable on the army front, because you got a voice too. And,
amen.
Not on my watch, people. I'm telling you, you just fired me up with this Phoenix defying mandate thing.
I'll send you that. Yeah.
Please do, because please do. And I'm going to send you two emails, the article that, or the document from the FDA this morning about what I was talking about. So you have that for your newsletter, because your people, their heads are going to explode when they read that. Give the website so everyone can join and get on the opposite of the parent trap. It's like the parent group.
Right, exactly. Yeah. For us to mobilize, we can do it. We can have confidence, and we do not need fear on our side, because we have the truth. And we have connections. And so please come to azwomenofaction.com, and you can click on join our newsletter from right there. And you can email us any information. We're also starting something on an Instagram page called AZ Woke Schools. So look for that. It's coming out this week. We want people to report these things that they see. Send us the permission slips that come home that are ridiculous, or any curriculum you see. We're going to be posting that on Instagram so people can see who are the AZ woke schools, what's being pushed out there, and then, you know, gets us more informed.
Yeah, so it's no longer Paw Patrol. It's Parent Patrol. Like, we need a Parent Patrol team that's out there reporting on what this nonsense that's going on. I didn't trust these little demons. They popped in their evil little heads. All right, Kim, give the website one more time, and then I got to bump because I'm way behind.
Sure. Yeah, azwomenofaction.com. And most people are probably just not aware. So just keep that in mind. The more we share, there are those devious little people out there, but a lot of people are just ignorant. They just don't know. So we want to draw in converts to our way of thinking. We don't want to just be angry, lashing out at everybody. I think people would be, you'd be surprised how many people will listen to you if you just tell them what's happening. So
tell them the truth.
Be a happy warrior.
just tell everybody the truth. That's all we're trying to do. Thank you, Kim. Yeah. We'll talk to you next month, and we'll do a special segment for the soapbox. I'll contact you this weekend. And we'll figure it out. Who this is?
Okay.
Because I'm on a mission, parent patrol. I'm a non-parent patrol patrolman. Yeah. All right. We'll figure it out.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate it. And all the work
okay.
you guys are doing. It's
Thank
great.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're Thank welcome. You. All right. So we are a little over, but before we bring on and start the soapbox, I've got to tell you about, I'm just going to play the commercial and I don't even want to call it testimonial, my little pitch, well, whatever. It's our promos for a purpose program, you know, our everything done for you, where we're going to, your small business, your entrepreneurs, even your corporations and service providers, we're matching you up with nonprofit organizations so that you become a purpose-driven business. We do everything for you. It's an incredible marketing experience. It's about partnerships, collaboration, and all the marketing materials. And, of course, you're going to be on the show a lot. And it's an incredible opportunity to be a part of nonprofit organizations and help them. And like I said, you know, 63% of people want to work with businesses that are like-minded that help nonprofits and support charities. So take a listen. I know I'm a little out of order. We're a little over. So I'm just going to play it real quick, and then we're going to jump into the soapbox.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our everything done for you purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard.
All right, it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Let's start this. Oh, shall I say showcase. Joining me and sitting shotgun are six special guests for our Arizona Nonprofit Showcase.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
I have a special co-host today joining me is one of our platinum partners, Jason Bressler. Let me tell you a little bit about his foundation. He is the founder, and he is the hardest working man that I know. He's the founder of Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, and they support local charities through fundraising, volunteer efforts, and charitable partnerships, all helping veterans, pets, children, and families. And he was kind enough to coordinate this showcase of Arizona nonprofits. These are five of the groups that he's working with. They have a lot more that they do. So his organization is a recipient of the donations that are generated when you buy those products and services on our marketplace. Remember, I do mention on every show that we have 57 well-known websites and brands. So whenever you purchase anything through our marketplace, 2 to 20% will be donated to our nonprofit partners supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. And the five nonprofit organizations you're going to meet today receive some of those funds because of Jason's organizations. So go check it out. Head over to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab and check out all the amazing companies. It'll literally have everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference in your community, products, services, you name it. It's all there. And you'll never pay more than if you went to the websites for all of those companies and brands directly. You usually get a discount. But when you go through our website, that's where we get the donations. And then we're going to give them to Jason and these other organizations so you can make a difference by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. And you're not spending any extra money, but you're generating money for an organization. How awesome is that? Community
Howard Philanthropy. One more thing. Our most generous partner is MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell donates 20% of everything you buy. Plus, you get all the discounts when you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. There's 110 different products. You save up to 66%. You can go directly to their website, MyPillow.com, or you can go on our marketplace. Just click that and make sure you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. 20% is then generated to all these groups that you're going to be learning about today. Jason, I'm behind schedule. You know that's normal, especially when I have all these great guests. How are you today, my friend?
I am doing really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, but I padded the segment, so I have a little bit of time because you knew that was going to happen. So shall we bring on the first guest, or would you like to say something to the audience about you and your organization, anything that they don't already know, something special?
Well, first I want to thank you, Michelle, and the audience for supporting our foundation. Today is going to be a magical day to learn about some incredible nonprofit organizations that we are honored to support every single day through our fundraisers, volunteer efforts, and donation drives. And I'm just really excited today to participate. It's going to be a great, great opportunity for the listeners to really learn about how they are impacting our foundation to impact these incredible organizations and those they serve.
Agreed. And everybody hang in there, because we're probably going to go just a little bit over the hour mark, just because I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to share. And Jason will kind of fill us in on some other things too, especially what his organization's doing. So just sit back, relax. Yeah, if you want, grab a pen and paper. Going to take some notes on what's going on in the community and how you can get more involved. And remember, Jason just said there's multiple ways you can get involved. He said volunteer. We talked about digital volunteering, right, the virtual volunteers. You could physically go down there. You can donate if you want. You can go to our marketplace, buy some products that you're going to buy anyway, and donate and get the donations generated, plus you get what you were wanting to buy. So there's many things you can do to participate. But the most important is to pay attention to what the organizations do, because if you might not need their support, you probably know someone who does. So your duty as a caring citizen in your community is to be able to know what's going on in the community, to give that information when somebody needs that type of help and support. So keep that in mind. You know, this is not just about saying, hey, here's what my group does, give me a donation. No, it's much bigger than that. You know, we're all about community, and it's time we all step up to the plate and get more involved with the community and know what is out there. So with that being said, let's meet our first guest, Kimberly Trischel. If I made the name, not her name, she will let me know. Trust me. She's with Hope Kids. They provide ongoing events, activities, and a powerful, I'm going to cry during this one, but I cry in every episode. Well, let me start this again. They provide ongoing events, activities, and a powerful, unique support community for families who have a child with cancer or some other life-threatening medical condition. Boy, that one started early. So let's bring on Kimberly. Audience, big round of applause for amazing work that she's doing with this organization.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I love listening to your radio show. So I'm a patriot, so I love supporting you too. So Hope Kids is very happy and proud to be on here, and we're super thankful for Jason from Phoenix Retro Chamber Foundation for connecting us. But yeah, you read our mission. Where there's actually 6 chapters across the United States, but here in Arizona, we serve 1,500 families. And we provide free events and a unique support community for those families. And the important part is we provide the support for the families, not just the sick child. You know, we do events for siblings, parent date nights. And actually, once you're a Hope Kids family, you're always a Hope Kids family, which is really important because due to our mission, you know, unfortunately, a lot of kiddos do pass away. But once you're in our program, we take care of you. So we actually do special events for those parents who have lost a child as well. So we average about 550 events a year for our families, and we just walk alongside them, you know, along this journey from diagnosis on.
So 550 events per year? Wow.
Yes. Yep. And there's just 3 of us. So I'm the executive director. I have a program manager and a family community manager. We work from home. We always have. So we have pretty much no overhead. So it equates to about 89 cents of every dollar goes straight to our program. And then another great aspect is we are a Christian nonprofit, so we actually are very involved with the families in the hospitals and prayer warriors and things like that, so we can openly pray with our families, which is really important when you're handed a diagnosis of a life-threatening medical condition for your child.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's got to be probably one of the worst things that you'll ever hear come out of somebody's mouth. I just want to reiterate, you said that there's 550 events. You're serving and helping 1,500 families each year, plus the families are giving support that you've been working with for years. And there's three of you. Okay. So
there's
anybody,
three of us.
There's three people. Okay. There's three people. So anyone, oh, and six chapters. Okay. So somebody's got to keep an eye on the chapters too. So anyone who says, God, I don't have time. I don't even have time to, I don't really have, but never have time to volunteer, but I don't even have time to go look at the website or listen to this show to find out what's going on and what's in my community. I'm so busy. I think that there's time there. I think that we just need to work on a little bit of time management, maybe a little bit of priorities, which is why I encourage everyone to get up 1 hour early each day so you can take a real action item to either grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and here it comes, make a difference, especially in your community, and maybe just learn about what some of them are doing. Because maybe you know somebody who would need to be a part of this. I mean, you don't want to know people that need to be a part of this, but you need to know that the resources are there for when that does happen. So, what else do you want to share? You can make
so
me cry.
Thankful.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with you making me cry. Not a big deal.
Well, you know, it is. I worked for Hope Kids for 6 years. I come from a 14-year career in professional sports, so it makes me cry.
Oh.
It's very emotional. But I also
What'd you
have
do?
Six kids of my own. I worked for the Phoenix Coyotes for many years. I was the executive director of their foundation, and I worked for the Fiesta Bowl too for a little bit and helped. So I funded. So I was giving out millions of dollars a year to nonprofits, and then I switched to the asking side because Hope Kids meant so much to me, and I really love the organization. So I've been here 6 years, and it's been a blessing to be able to impact these families. But thanks to partners like Jason and the Phenometric Chamber, like, we need those volunteers. So like you said, there's three of us providing over 500 events a year. I have six kids of my own, and I have a life as well. So we definitely depend on volunteers. So Jason volunteers at our events. We've had chamber members volunteer at our events. And one of the best things about organization is there's very few you can find in the Valley. We actually have no age limit. So you can volunteer with your babies in tow, little kids, whatever it is. And we have in-person and virtual events. So whatever kind of you feel comfortable with is great. You know, we still are doing actual in-person events because our families are ready to get back to it, and they need hope now more than ever. So for us to be able to continue to provide events has been great. We flourished through COVID because we've just continued to serve our families at any capacity we could. So we did a lot of in-home deliveries, drive-through events, you know, mobile, like just different activities to get hope to these families, because we do say hope is a powerful medicine. And when you're worried about doctor's appointments and chemo and paying the bills, you don't really think about taking care of your family or just simply going to a movie with your, you know, the child that isn't sick. So we definitely try to love on our family. So we definitely need volunteers. You can check us out at hopekids.org. You can volunteer in any capacity, which includes also just praying for us if you don't have the time to give us right now. So we're super grateful. Thank you for the opportunity to be here to talk about Hope Kids.
Wow, I had no idea all of this. I didn't know this was there. This existed until Jason had brought it to my attention, and I said, "Wow, how is it not all over the place? How are they not, like, not necessarily a household name, but people should know more about it?" But you only have so much resources, right? There's three of you. You've got six kids.
Right.
That's unbelievable. And you're running this up still. I mean, you keep throwing zingers at me where I'm just like, whoa, I feel like I didn't get enough done today. Now you make me feel real bad. Real quick, is there a short story like you could throw out that's maybe a minute, like something that really touched your heart when you guys made a difference in the family or the kid's life, like about a minute or so?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, when I joined the organization, I had happened to have met a Hope Kid and didn't know. And we were just at like a concert, a VeggieTales concert. That's what happens when you have lots of little kids. And we gave up our seat for a child that was in a wheelchair because they needed an aisle seat and they were all sold. And then later on, I actually started working for Hope Kids. And then that child ended up being a Hope Kid, which I had no idea. And her dad came up to me and he said, "You're the one who gave up your seat at VeggieTales." And this was literally like 2 years before. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. But his daughter is very recognizable. She is paralyzed from the neck down. Beautiful, beautiful girl. But she was injured in a bounce house. So things that you just take for granted. So she wasn't even handed a diagnosis of cancer. She was a healthy, thriving, you know, six-year-old little girl who was at a party, a school function, and was paralyzed in a bounce house. So these things, you're very right. They happen. They can happen to us, and we don't even realize. And the next day, you'll need our services. So, and for us, it is all about providing that hope for the family and just loving on them. And we always say, like, we get the great job of just showing them love and giving them something to look forward to. And our families are so grateful for just that. We don't financially support them. We don't do treatments. What we do is we give them free movies, free date nights, free trips, free camps. Yeah, and multiple times. So it's not just the one and done. It's not like Make-A-Wish where you kind of build it all up and then it's over. You know, we are constantly doing things for our family. So, I have lots of stories, but.
Well, like the Make-A-Wish that was requiring vaccinations for kids. So I'm like, wait, the kid's dying. And then you want to kill him faster. And then you want to kill all the siblings. I'm like, what kind of cruel, evil, demonic organization is that? For no offense to anyone who supports them, might just want to reevaluate where you're putting your support. Real quick, because I got to jump to the next guest. Did you say the guy, his daughter was paralyzed from the neck down and the son was diagnosed with terminal cancer?
No.
Oh, okay. Two different families.
His daughter had that. What I was saying is that you don't realize that you don't need these services all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was the same family.
We have many families that have more than one Hope Kid. We just had a family who was Hope Kids and lost a parent. And quite honestly, the divorce rate is over 50% for these families who have a child with a life-threatening diagnosis. So we are doing all we can to just surround this family with love and provide these events, especially for parents. So we wouldn't be able to do it without support from like Phoenix Natural Chamber Foundation and people like you that will allow us to come speak. But it definitely, we say we're a little big secret. So a lot of people do know us. Since it is 1,500 families, we serve about 7,300 people in the Valley and about 200 families in Tucson.
Yeah, we need to add a zero or two zeros to that so that we could get more people. Not that I want more people to go through this, but the support needs to be there because I have a feeling there's a lot of people that could use the support that just don't know. Give me the website one more time and then I got a bump.
Sure, www.hopekids.org. And thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Kimberly. We'll have you back on for sure. I had no idea. I want to give you guys as much support as we can. Okay. All right. Go enjoy your weekend. And thanks for all the work that you're doing. You got to go deal with six kids and, 7,300 people and 1,500 families. And that's a lot of work for three people. Keep up the great work. You're a great patriot. Of course, you're doing amazing things in the community. It's so great to virtually meet you or audio meet you. So we'll have you back on next month for sure. Thank you so much for what
you're
doing. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Oh my goodness. Okay. I did. That was good. I didn't break down too much. Jason, are we ready to bring on Christina Erlinson?
Yes,
are
we are.
Okay.
Yep.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. You're just sitting in the background. You're just waiting for me to do whatever it is that I'm going to do. Okay. I get it. But there's not really the animal organizations except horses and the horse, you know, I don't have a horse thing, but every time that you come on, he just hears your voice and gets excited. I'm my virtual studio dog. Okay. Oh my goodness. You got to have fun with this, people. Otherwise you'll lose your minds at this point. All right. Let's bring on our next guest, Christina Erlinson with Military Assistance Mission. You know, we love our vets. We love our military on our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform.
Her organization provides financial assistance and morale aid to struggling Arizona military members and their families. And believe it or not, everybody, oh, there's a lot. Oh, yeah, you see what these guys get paid, especially if they're deployed. Oh, don't even get me started. Which I have a thing. I have a feeling it'll come up in this conversation. Audience, big round of applause. Christina, how are you today?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. I am saluting you through the microphone.
Oh, goodness.
Everything that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank
you. And Jason, thank you for Jason's such a champion for our community.
Isn't he?
I really appreciate him recommending us to be part of this, and I've really enjoyed listening to your show. Taylor had some great tips. I was jotting down notes. I jotted down a little bounce house and then wrote an X through it so that my grandkids are not on bounce houses, so I've gotten some really great tips today.
Oh, but it's like this all the time. We're just jam-packed. You know, but yeah, so feel free to listen to a whole bunch of episodes. We've got a lot of military veterans that come on to an active military and share their stories, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, we got your back. We got you. We got your six. We got everything that you need right here on our platform.
You.
Everything that you need to grow
Roger
your business
that.
Quality. Yeah, there you go. It's funny that you said that. We were talking about me and the roomie. We were talking about CB radios the other day. Something came up, and then I just started rattling all this stuff off, literally like it was like 1978 again. I'm like, wow, where did all that come from? It's like, I didn't remember literally what I wore yesterday, but I just started, you know, rattling off the CB handles and all of that. And I said, okay, all right, it is what it is. That's just where our brains like to go. But anyway, tell us about the organization, and then we'll kind of take it from there.
Yeah. So Military Assistance Mission was started by a Gold Star mom. Her son, Michael, So her son, Michael Adam Marzano, was serving our country in Iraq, and he and other soldiers were protecting a hospital from insurgents when they were ambushed. And three soldiers lost their lives that day, including Michael Adam Marzano. So Military Assistance Mission bears Michael Adam Marzano's initials. Mark got the call. Yeah. So, you know, that keeps us mission focused at all times, you know. It keeps us reminded of how we started. There are thousands and thousands of families and soldiers that benefit from what we do. And this has all started as a legacy for Michael. And they'll never, you know, they didn't know Michael, and they will never know Michael. I didn't actually have the privilege of meeting Michael, but I did have the privilege of meeting Margie, and fell in love with the mission and what she's doing, and it's such an honor to be able to be a part of this.
You know, it's interesting. On our platform, I mentioned this earlier, we have a marketplace, so that way when people are buying products and services, then a portion, 2 to 20% of the things that they're buying, and these are name brands that people recognize. It's not like a calendar from, you know, like, no offense to little kids that sell calendars at the front door, right? Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, that when I did the research, because, you know, I've supported the military and veterans my whole life, just because that's my ideology. My dad was in the Army. My brother was in the Air Force, but that's not why I did it. I did it because I love this country and I believe in it. But the reason why I wanted to make sure that the veterans were part of it, you know, military veterans, is because when I did the homework about fundraising and organizations, Of the larger categories, they always get the least amount of money. They literally are the ones who get the least. And I said, wait a second. So people would rather, and there's nothing against people who want to donate to animals, but I just want to lay it out and put things into perspective. People would rather give to a dog that has three legs than a man who served the country that has
Let's give them a little bit of grace on that. I think the average person doesn't realize that our active duty military, especially those low income, the lower ranks, they don't realize that many of them classify as working poor. They think they're in the military, you know, they must be making a lot of money. They don't realize that many of them, you know, might make just $1,600 a month. And then if you've got kids and frequent reassignments, you know, every 2 to 3 years, that's going to affect the income not only for, you know, for the spouse, the civilian spouse. So I think the average person doesn't know. I believe that people are good and that they want to support the men and women that defend our freedoms.
Well said. Well said. I'm a little bit more of a, I don't know, brutal when it comes to pointing things out, because I just, you know, you just kind of want to put things in a perspective and make it boom. So people go, oh, I get it. But yes, there are, you know, there's a lot of unknowns that people, or just things that misunderstanding, misinformation.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's on purpose, but you know, there's these military, well, I'm not a big fan of the media, and I'm not a big fan of the propaganda from people that are not in favor of the military. So, I think, you know, that's, so I just want people to realize that a lot of people in the military and the veterans, they do need your support in many different
ways.
Organizations like yours are doing those. Wait, say that again.
We make it really, really easy for people to help. So we have our morale programs and we have our financial aid, which you mentioned. So morale programs are things like baby bundle bash. You know, we're doing baby showers for expectant families. That's something that's really exciting for people to get a part of. You know, they want to join in on that. They want to shop for baby shower gifts. We have back to school. You know, you say back to school and most people think about when they were going back to school and getting all the new school supplies and their backpacks. So people can donate supplies and they can donate their time, you know, time, talent, treasure. Every nonprofit that you're speaking to today and that is out there needs those things. And then we have our end of the year Christmas event, and this is where, you know, Jason Bressler was a rock star for us. We had some teenagers that we needed items for, and in the 11th hour, Jason's bringing us stuff for our Christmas event. So making Christmas fun for families that are financially struggling and that are, you know, maybe the spouse, maybe the service member is deployed. So we step in and help with that. And then, you know, it's the financial assistance program. So we're helping them with basic needs, things that a lot of us take for granted: rent, mortgage, car payment, utilities, food. These men and women that are defending our country, you know, they've got a very stressful job. And if we can help to ease that burden, then that's what we do. That's our mission.
Yeah, make it a little bit easier, or at least get, you know, and even if it's something that you can't necessarily help them with, you can guide them in that direction. You can give them resources, or you can, you know, hey, by the way, here's the other group. Because what it seems like from the conversations I've had, and I haven't really gone down this particular niche in probably about a year, because there's been so much other things that are being focused on, which there again, see, when all these other things are going on, you're forgetting about what's going on in these other people's lives, because their lives are still, they have the same issues. It's just that other people are now maybe paying attention to other, you know, issues that are going on in the world. So
sure.
See what I mean? The deflection, because those
there's
people's
a lot,
lives are
there's
still
a lot going
have
on.
Issues. Yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot.
Absolutely.
There's a lot.
There's
but a lot.
Lot
of it's information. So, I mean, again, if somebody's out there and they know a family that could use these services, this is your role, is to know what's going on in the community, where you can help and refer. If you can't do something to help and it's not something you need to know that these services exist, because it seems like a lot of it is people, when something happens, they don't know where to turn. So you find that really in the military community, even though the military, you would think, have outreach and support after they are out of the military, or if they're still in. It doesn't seem like they have that support within the government.
Well, I was in active duty, so I wouldn't be able to say personally. I was a military dependent. I saw a lot of resources. It is a matter of seeking out resources, finding those resources. The thing that I think is so interesting is so many of our military families that are struggling, they just want to do it on their own. So the civilian that's listening to this right now that thinks, okay, I know some military families, I wonder if they're struggling. It's not likely that military family that's struggling is going to say, you know, I'm struggling to put food on the table. I'm looking at my mortgage payment. I'm looking at the electric payment. I'm looking at, you know, they're not going to say, I'm looking at these and I don't know where the funds are going to come from. So a way that's easier is to say, you know what, I heard on this radio show about this nonprofit, Military Assistance Mission, and they help with all those things. That's what they're there to do. You know, how great is it that that's a resource for you? So that's a great way to kick off that conversation and get them thinking. Last year when COVID happened and so many families were, you know, so many students were doing distance learning, we found that, you know, it was thousands and thousands of students that didn't have adequate devices for distance learning, didn't have computers. So reached out to the community. You know, does anyone have a computer that they can donate? Every family that that ended up reaching out to us was able to get a laptop to have. But what's most interesting about this story is the way that it started was by one mom who heard about the program. She's the civilian spouse. Her husband's deployed, and she didn't want to ask for help. She didn't want to reach out. She didn't want to appear weak. She wanted to figure it all out on her own and do it all alone. And because she reached out and said, I need help, we created this whole program, Operation Distance Learning, and we were able to get the word out to more families. So, you know, when somebody's struggling and they do reach out, you just never know what the ripple effect's going to be from that.
Yeah, it's amazing when the community really comes together in the way that we all used to at some point before nothing to do with the COVID. I'm just talking about people got busy. They moved away from community. And look what magic happens
Absolutely.
When you get back into that. Unbelievable. Christina, give your website and plug if you've got an upcoming event here within the next 30 or so days, because we'll have you on again next month.
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is AZ, as in AZ Arizona, AZMAM for Military Assistance Mission.org. So that's AZMAM.org. And our next event is 9/11. It's the 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have watch parties, watching an incredible 30-minute special that's brought commercial-free by Learner and Row Gives Back and Discover and Sanderson Ford.
Oh, look at I like the big names in there. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very good. That means they're
fancy.
They're very, very fancy. That means they're probably two digits in front of the comic. Good for you guys. Good for you. Go
Thank
shake
you.
The
you.
Change and, you know, get those big
Thank
guys
you.
To donate and
well,
do their job
those,
and participate. So awesome.
Those,
I'm glad they're stepping
those
up.
Those guys have big hearts. Those guys have big hearts, and they are always there to help us. So we're very blessed with that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad that they're doing their part in the community. See, that's what it's all about, everybody. Everybody steps up to the plate, and look what can happen. Amazing, amazing things. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Christina. And like I said, we'll have you back on next month.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you're doing
you.
Great
Appreciate
work.
It.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
You.
Ma'am. Yeah, the name, acronym is the initials for the Gold Star mom's son that was killed, and I believe it was Iraq. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. You know, grab your tissues, anybody, if you need to, but I think we've got through the hardest parts here. But Greg might throw us for a story. I'm not sure about that. Let's see. Let me bring up my next guest. We're running a little behind schedule. I've got to get back on track there, Jason. But these stories, I just want people to understand and hear. I knew I couldn't have done it in 5 minutes, but I tried. I gave it, you know, one for the Gipper. All right, let's bring on Greg. Okay. Greg is with Horses Help. They serve the special needs and at-risk community by using horses and people to improve quality of life. This horse therapeutic stuff is supposed to be unbelievable. Audience, big round of applause for the Horses Help. Greg, thank you for being patient in the queue there while these other nonprofits were sharing. So thank you. I appreciate
listen,
it.
Not a problem. We're glad to be here, and it's good to be with Jason and Michelle on this show. So hopefully we'll have some good information to give you.
Yeah, you know, that the more that people are being involved with horses and therapeutic and all kinds of therapy, I mean, just over the past, couple years, it just seems like, and I never quite understood how that works, but why it's so powerful. But every time that I see it or it's a conversation, it's unlike any other type of therapy that there is. So can you explain to us regular people who aren't horse people? I mean, I've been on a horse a handful of times. I, I just I was doing a horseback riding thing, and I ended up, the horse started to run, you know, like fast, because that's what horses do. And I shot up and down like a piston, and that's not how you're supposed to do it. And then I said, I got it to stop because it doesn't have brakes, and I'm used to using, you know, vehicles that have brakes and bikes that have brakes. I got off and I said, that's it. And I haven't been on a horse since. So for us non-horse people, what is it that's with the horse and the person? What is it?
Well, it's a great question. A couple of different components with the horse and the human interaction, and I go first to all this equine therapy business kind of started with the cerebral palsy population. So you're dealing with youngsters that have usually tremendous gait issues. They have a hard time walking. A lot of these kids are in wheelchairs, they're wheelchair bound. And in the past, the therapies for them, where they'd see a physical therapist and they'd get up and walk in a two-dimensional plane or try to get in that process. And it's very slow, methodical, as you can imagine, trying to make that gait work. And very low repetitions of movement in this two-dimensional plane. Well, when you put that same individual on the horse's magical movement mimics our human gait. So you're actually put that person on the horse. They're working in a three-dimensional plane of movement, so their cores get stronger. They're getting a nice muscle memory and from the movement of the horse, which mimics our human gait. And you know, quite honestly, they'll get 3,000 repetitions of movement in a 30-minute period than they would normally in a traditional therapy practice. So, you know, our kids get stronger quicker. They get up and they walk and they move and they do a lot better. And it's all because of that movement of the horse. When you talk about the horse and human interaction with kids, we see a lot of kids in trauma or in maybe foster care that are learning to build trusting relationships. Well, the horse is a flight animal. It's much different than a dog. Right, the dogs love you unconditionally. Horses are real little weary because they're prey animals, so they have that eye looking at you a little bit different. And by beginning to understand your personal reflection into this horse model, you understand that, hey, I need to breathe a little differently. I need to change my mentality a little bit differently. And then the reward is the joining of the horse. He'll engage with you. Otherwise, they're going to avoid you because they think it's bad juju, if you will. So those two in particular, it's a flight animal. That's interesting. And then the dynamic movement of that horse is very helpful. And If we, you know, about 50% of our riders at one time fell on that autistic spectrum, that natural movement warmth of that horse, you see a lot of these kiddos that, for those of you who don't understand that spectrum, it would be like every 50 people around you, Michelle, barking orders for you to do something, and you had to prioritize that information, right, to make a movement or make a speech or reflect. Well, that's the vestibular system in our body that helps us process information, and the science behind it is that movement, that warmth, repetitive movement on that horse helps that vestibular system center itself. So you have kids that couldn't necessarily walk in a straight line. They get off and they can do that. Kids that couldn't necessarily speak in repetitive sentences can do different things. So you hear a lot of that miracle stuff. The miracle things are, oh, my child's speaking already. So it's a pretty dynamic opportunity to work with that horse in our programs.
So the horse, if the horse is cool with you because it trusts you, you've passed the smell test. Where you're like legit. They're like, all right, this guy's he's good. His friend, not so much, but I'm going to hang out with him. We're good to go there. So I get that.
Right.
The gait is the first time I've ever heard anyone explain it that way.
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense. But what you're talking about here, and the reason why I'm focusing on this a little bit more is because I know there's a lot of people that don't understand the relationship of what and then the power of what happens with these horses, but it's almost like the horse ends up reprogramming the mechanisms of the person, whether it is their speech patterns or their physical like their physical muscles and things like that, where maybe it's energy, maybe it's, you know, along those lines type of thing. But it's almost like it resets it and it puts it to where it needs to be. Which is, like I said,
exactly.
No one's ever explained
it.
You explained
it.
Yeah. You explained it so amazingly in these three different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for doing that. I mean, I get
You're
it
welcome.
Now. I get it.
Good.
And I know a lot of other people do too now. Fascinating.
So our basic programs are, you have a recreational riding program that people with disabilities that want to learn how to ride horses can come to us, and we can take them from beginning to as far as they want to go. Actually had a little guy make the National Special Olympics team several years ago and went to Greece and
awesome.
Won some medals. And then you have that thing that you hear a lot of with horses about hippotherapy, and basically that is a PT, a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, or a speech therapist using that three-dimensional movement of that horse to facilitate whatever goals those clients are working on. So we talked about that muscle memory and those kind of things. So they use that platform with that horses to help enhance that those therapy goals. And then we have the mental health programs here, which are really kind of super cool. Again, I've talked a little bit about foster kids in transition, but in the last year and a half, we really got focused and touched our heart on the trafficked youth problem in America. And mm-hmm. we work with several agencies, and we developed some healing programs for that population, and really some tremendous outcomes with that. It's been very rewarding. So we're moving ahead with that. Have another couple agencies starting again this year, and we have a program called the Family Herd program, which is actually a research model that we just finished with ASU, and it's really kind of internalizing your family communication dynamics through the eyes of a horse, and so that's ramping up. So there's a lot of things going on at Horses Help.
Fascinating to me. I had no idea about the power of the horse. Maybe I got to give
mm-hmm.
up. I gotta give the horse a second chance again. Maybe I gotta.
Well, you come out here. We'll work with you.
Yeah. So, what can people do? I mean, let me start this again. Can they visit the facilities if they wanted to just check it out, or is it just like, can they just show up? Do you need to have them make an appointment to kind of just do a rundown on how this participates? They do it directly,
right.
Or are they working with other professionals and then you guys are working with those groups, or can they go just say, Greg, help my kid, help me?
Yeah, so first steps, if you want to volunteer, we need volunteers all the time. We need 200 volunteers in a week in our center alone,
oh, wow.
not even to talk about the outreach and things like that. So first step would be, we'd love the time and talent. I think your last guest talked about that. So contact us for any interest in volunteering. And you know what? It's a really it's a very romantic notion to want to work with horses and kids is what the thought process. And then you get here and horses are stinky and there's flies and it's not for me. Oh my gosh, we have outreach programs. We have a military program. We work with a lot of the veterans. It started years ago with the U.S. vets being on campus, and we continue that today with a lot of the. Some of the National Wounded Warriors programs and things like that. And that's in honor of Tony Butterfield, who's my godson, and we lost him in Iraq in 2009. So we've
mm-hmm.
had great opportunities to work with our veterans and love to do that. And so there's just so many things that go on. Right now we're out at Cardinal Stadium. We're wrapping hot dogs and going to get ready for the Cardinal season. We love if you want to get in that excitement, we've got those opportunities. We'll be out at the Arabian Horse Show, or we're a charity of choice for them. There's just so many ways you can get involved, and we'd love to. And there's not one person that walks through our door that we can't engage and use for sure. That's an important piece. As far as the clients go, that would just be levels of interest. We get kiddos from Children's Hospital, just referrals. You can call us on the phone. We'll get you to find that pathway that we can hopefully serve those needs of those clients that contact us.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing things that you're doing. Like I said, people I have a whole new respect for the horse now. So thank you, Greg, for enlightening me on the equine,
absolutely,
the equine world in a whole new light. Yeah, horses are cool.
Right.
Amazing stuff. And people can volunteer. There's outreach programs, so you don't actually have to be around the horse, which, I get that. And then there's
right.
some big supporters in the mix, which is great, too, because it helps you financially and it gets some more exposure out there. So give the website so people can contact you to either participate and help or even participate because they need the service. You could get it from both
mm-hmm.
sides, guys. Yeah.
Sure. So our website is www.horseshelp.org. Visit us there. We've got a tremendous following on our Facebook page, which is, again, horseshelp.org. And we invite Jason and Michelle, if you want to do a live remote from here, we'll put you on a horse and let you talk to some of the other wonderful nonprofits that are out there. But we'll wait till it gets a little cooler.
Yeah, when it gets cooler, we're going to do it.
We'll
do it live because I can use my cell phone to call in to actually do this show, and I'll do it from the horse. Okay.
There you go.
On the horse. I won't swear. Well, I can try
okay.
not to. I'll just because it's not going to. What direction
high-pitched
it's going
to go. Oh
yeah, it'll be entertaining for you to watch
right.
and for Jason to watch and then for the audience to listen. So yes, Greg, we will take you up on that. How
absolutely,
fun!
Absolutely, no problem.
All right, so yeah, I'll send you the link so you can jump on for next month and. Keep everybody in the loop. So thank you, Greg.
Absolutely.
Help. Love the equine. Love the equine. Thank you so much. Thank you
have
so much,
day.
My friend. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jason, looks like we're going on a class trip. Are you ready for that, Jason?
I can't wait.
Have you been
ready.
On a horse?
I am ready.
When's
yes,
the last time you were on a horse?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
Oh, this probably was about, I guess about 3 years ago. A long time
okay.
ago,
but
and I was on a trip, so it was fun.
You're gonna have to dress like a cowboy, though. That's my requirement to you, and then you get to choose what I have. Because we're going in costume. We're not going regular. Like, well, this is gonna be something fun that they can actually maybe film and use it in some of their marketing materials, so that people.
Okay.
Because it'll be entertaining just because I know how it's going to go down when I get on a horse. Because the last time it didn't go very well. So, yeah, that'll be entertaining. And if that could get people to, whether donate or participate or, gets them views because Michelle made an arse on the horse, then yeah, we're good to go. I'll take that for the team. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we're going to take him up on that. Anything else that you want to share about the nonprofits that we've already talked to before we bring on Jim Hill next?
Let's just keep bringing on the guests. These nonprofits are incredible. They're amazing.
Well, and they've been waiting because we're going over a little bit too long here today. So I do want to tell everyone, thank you for being patient. But, sometimes the information, I just hate cutting people off when they are telling some great story or something, goes in that direction. But I promise we will get back on track here. All right. So my next guest, Jim Hill, he's with Arizona Law Enforcement Outreach and Support. You might have known them by their AZLEOS, AZLEOS. You probably heard that, seen that all around the valley. They're everywhere. And it's the first of its kind collaboration and fundraising hub for Arizona. That's right, Arizona law enforcement and community members. Audience, big round of applause for Jim, a very patient man. Jim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? I appreciate you hanging out and listening. So
something. Great story.
Yeah, maybe there's something that you guys can all now take your own collaborations with each other to the next level. I know that you all are pretty much familiar with each other, probably do some things because of the great Jason Bressler, but maybe just hearing some little thing makes you go, you know what? We could do that something with them too. So maybe that'll help. Maybe there's something there, some synergy that will pop up from.
One of our mottos is never reinvent the wheel. Somebody's got a great program. We're more than happy to help them.
Right. We don't like to reinvent the wheel here. We just like to spin it faster. That's all we try to do. So tell us about Arizona law enforcement outreach and support. I've seen you guys, but I don't know more than, you know, seeing the name, seeing the logo.
Well, AV Leos, kind of a play on the word Leos for law enforcement officers. That's how we came up with the name. But when I was leaving Scottsdale PD and retiring, Cindy and I had already worked on a lot of community programs. Cindy's my wife. And we decided, well, let's keep this rolling and expand this. So we decided to start AV Leos so we could take these programs that we've been doing, add some, and start taking them around the state, around the valley. We call ourselves a collaboration hub. We have the 501c3, and what we put out there to everybody, if you've got an idea that brings law enforcement, the community, and kids together, and you want to run with it, we will help you. We'll set up a silo within our group, and that's yours. Well, we are all volunteer. Nobody gets a salary. This is all about, you know, taking the donations and turning them right into the programs.
So Jason, you're helping people create recently. Programs. You're helping people create
We're doing
programs
that.
They had a brilliant idea.
Oh, absolutely. I just had a friend of mine. He's a sergeant with DPS, Travis Smith. He came by my station and said, hey, I got an idea. Tell me if it's dumb. And he told me this great story about how he just became a new sergeant. He handed out footballs to everybody on his squad and said, hey, when you see a kid, get out, play football with them for a little bit, throw a catch if you can, and then let them have the football. I'm like, that's a very simple and it's a great program. Well, now we have his program called Catching Up with Kids, and we've expanded it to hooping it up for basketballs and kicking it with kids for soccer balls.
Okay.
A simple
Brilliant.
Idea turned into how to make contacts. That's what it's about.
You know, I think you just made a lot of people's lives easier because everybody always comes up with something. But, you know, people usually don't take the action to take it to the next level or make it real because they're like, God, I need a bunch of money. I have to make a nonprofit. I have to hire an attorney. I have to do all that. No. This just created the solution. All you need to do is be in the niche that you guys are in, the niche, right, the category. And
yep.
Then you have the resources because they've already done it. They're just placing you into their model and become part of their organization so you can actually, you know, basically get like a playbook and say, here, now go, rather than having to step over and start from scratch because you don't need to do it. It's 2021, guys. You don't have to do that. So you just needed somebody to bring it all together, which is what Jim and Cindy did. So what law enforcement and community, so bettering the engagement between the two and the relationship, is that primary anything that anyone could come up with their ideas that fall underneath that umbrella?
Right. What we find is that we're looking for ways to break down that barrier. People see the uniforms a lot of times and don't look behind it. One of our programs, Book 'em. We go out and see another simple idea, but read books to preschoolers. Be there in uniform so they get to see the person. And I've done it for years in various locations. And, you know, through the different uniforms I've worn, the kids don't care about the uniform once they know, you know, oh, it's, I'm going to hear a story from the police officer. You know, they get right over that barrier. They don't even think about it. They hop in your lap. They want to hear about the book they're going to read. And as part of our program, when we're done reading to them, we have a selection of books, and all the kids get to pick a book and take it home and keep it.
Oh, yeah. See, simple things like that make a huge difference. I mean, obviously, in general, you know, the environment is not police friendly. And that's obviously, we can go on talk about that for days. That's by design. I don't necessarily, it's not as bad here in Arizona as it is in other places, right? We still are a little, but we probably have pockets of areas that we have problems with.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
But those are the ones, you know, if you show me there's a pocket, I'll go into it. We're going to be, we're in the process of doing our backpack to school program right now. And Jason and a large group of volunteers were up and we stuffed 700 and some backpacks full of school supplies. And now groups of police officers, I'll be going out to one tonight in Tempe with DPS officers, Tempe PD, and my department, the Maricopa County Community College's PD, and we'll be hanging out with kids, giving out backpacks in these underserved areas, having pizza with the kids, and we're combining the Kicking It With Kids program, and we're bringing balls to hand out to the kids, So we're going to have, you know, a couple hours just so they can see, you know, there's no reason to be afraid of cops. And what you're hearing put out there is just a lot of trash.
Lies.
Yeah.
I'll say it's lies. It's lies. It's indoctrination. Well, yeah. It's propaganda, and it's lies. So what should you know how you really solve the problem? You go to the people that are spreading them. You know, you got your quote unquote community leaders. You got your politicians, and I use the word lightly. Politicians, leaders. You know, quote unquote leaders. And then you have the people that are pushing that. And then you say, so what did you guys do to help out that community when those kids didn't have backpacks? And they're going to look at you like, oh, we don't do that kind of thing. We don't hand out backpacks and volunteer and do it. Oh, you don't. You just badmouth, but you don't do anything to help. So
exactly.
That's why, yeah, that's the problem. And our audience is aware of that. But I just like to always reiterate it for some new people who might have just, come across us and are listening. So that's why you need organizations like AZLEOS, because they're doing the heavy lifting in the community, and they're actually fixing a messaging that's just based on somebody's agenda, not the facts. But keep in mind, everybody, the people that are spreading that, that are causing it, aren't doing anything
absolutely
to help the community. Yeah.
No.
Should invite him to step some backpacks. That's what you should do. Do that.
I always invite
I'll go.
One of our biggest programs is our Shop of the Cop, Shop of the Sheepdog we do at Christmas. And we intentionally throw this Shop of the Sheepdog in because we include our military and all the other professions within law enforcement that technically don't call themselves cops but are still out there protecting the flock from the wolf. So last year, even in the middle of COVID, we took over 500 kids Christmas shopping. Each one of them paired up with one of our cops or sheepdogs. They had breakfast. They went shopping together. All the kids got $100 to spend any way they wanted.
Wow.
And these kids were picked by the officers from the neighborhoods, people who knew them, from the community leaders that actually knew who needs to help. And this is such a great program. I've been called at 3 in the morning the night before by a friend and said, hey, Jim, I just ran into this family on a call. Do we have 2 more spots? Well, he calls me because he knows I'm a soft touch, so we're going to make room for those kids.
He'll let you slip in. Yeah, he knew.
it makes a huge difference for these departments. We had 28 different agencies participating in our program last year. Kids from Hayden were coming up from Superior and Kearney and all over the place, not just the ones you're used to hearing, the big names. We mm-hmm. try to go out and help anyone. If we have the funds and we've been able to raise the money, it's 100% going to those kids.
Wow, that's
and
great.
One of the things in the Shop of the Sheepdog, I heard you're about the military, is
yeah.
we always set aside a large portion. I think last year we took 100 military kids from Gold Star families. And when we do that, we bring the military. We try to pair them up with somebody from the same branch of the military that their parent may have been from. We also mix in our line of duty death police officer families. It's just to make sure that everybody knows they've not forgotten.
Right. Yeah, and that's important. And a lot of these, you know, as we were talking earlier with Hope Kids, you know, when tragedy strikes, you know, you just everything that you normally would think or logic or, you know, you let's just remember you're like, I can't even remember my own birthday. Like, it's just your whole world changes. So, you know, the organizations like yourself are so important to help during those times. And then, like you said, so that people don't feel that you forgot them just because it was a couple years ago, especially kids, you know.
Ugh, absolutely.
Kids. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Give the website. What do you want
to
say?
Cops.
What? What did you say about the cops?
Oh, I said these programs are just as important to the cops because they go day in, day out, call to call, just horrible things, and you know, having everybody's worst day with them. And so it's nice to have these programs where they get to have a touchstone again and talk to the kids, kind of hang out with them, and be in a decompress in an area.
And that's a great point because, you know, you just click on the TV, which I always recommend people not even bothering, right? Whenever we don't get our news from there, we go to the Patriotic Media page on our Take Action tab to get the truth and to get all the publications where you're going to get real information. But if you do, I mean, you're just seeing all kinds of crime all over the country, and it's not like little stuff like, hey, we're, you know, back in the day, we stole a TV. You're talking like massive stuff. So these cops are out there. And of course, you know, it doesn't help when we have all of these illegal alien trafficking that's coming through this country, especially here in Arizona, which we were talking about the horse's help, and they were saying that they were dealing with kids that were in the human trafficking rings that they're given the therapy for. So they're being exposed to more things, these cops, of categories that they haven't done in a long time, or maybe they're more in volume. So, you know, like you mentioned, it's a nice little reprieve so they can be around friendly faces for a change rather than some chaos. So, yeah, it really, your organization is serving both sides of the community. So great, great stuff, Jim. You and Cindy doing some amazing work.
Oh, Cindy's the heavy lifter. I always tell people I'm just the mascot. I put on my uniform and they wheel me out, where she's the one behind the scenes.
They just prop you up. She's the
exactly.
And you just follow instructions, which is good, because then that means you have a healthy marriage. Because if you didn't follow instructions,
exactly,
you wouldn't be around. She would go ahead and move on. So yeah, you follow. You know your role, man. You know your role. Give the website and plug the next upcoming event, because you'll be on next month to promote again.
Okay, the website's www.azleos.org. Just how it says, AZLEOS.
Simple.
Our next upcoming event's going to be our Battle of the Badges football game to raise money for injured officers and scholarships. And that'll be in October.
I give you credit. You've got great names. You've got great marketing flair to come up with the names for all of this stuff. So that's always the winning strategy. So keep up the great work with that. And then, I'll send you the link. We'll get you on next month to talk about how people can help and how they can get involved and how we can get some of these people that are not so pro-law enforcement to maybe, pack a backpack. I would love to take a picture of somebody like
exactly.
that packing a backpack. Yeah, no, it's time. It's time to make people accountable for what comes out of their mouth if it's not something that's benefiting the community. So, I will be the first person to join you in that effort, and we'll come up with something, and we'll do a photo shoot. Yeah.
Okay, great.
You know what I mean? Well, we'll just do a little photo shoot. Just say, hey, look. You know what? So it's all good. All right, Jim. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day and a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, Jason, I'm a sucker for these nonprofits. You know, you probably knew that was going to happen when I said, hey, Jason, let's go ahead and showcase a bunch of the nonprofits you work with, because you constantly are telling me about them. And I would love to hear their stories, because when you hear somebody's story, it really hits home. It becomes more personal. You can relate. It's emotional. You actually can, rather than just reading on a website on what they do, you really get it. So you knew this was going to happen today. So was it kind of like a tactic, you know, like a psychological warfare tactic that you used against me with your ninja moves of some sort, that you're going to sucker me in this way?
Sometimes. Absolutely. I just want to twist your arms a little bit, get you involved with these incredible nonprofit organizations that I'm a lifelong supporter of. I mean, now you can see why I'm so blessed to run the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation and help these amazing nonprofits do the work they do. They are just inspiring me every single day, and I want to do more and more and more because of them. And they are the most incredible, wonderful people you'll ever meet in your life, too. And they are my family and always will be, just like you are.
Well, thank you. So we're like brother and sister now? Is that what? That's what, yeah.
That's right.
So we say we can't date. Ha-ha. See? you just boxed yourself out from a hot date.
Darn.
Jason. And you know, those never work out anyway, so you're better off. At least this way, well, I know we'll be friends to the day that either one of us is no longer here, because if it was the date, it, you know, you might get a second, but otherwise it usually doesn't work out too well for Michelle. So, yeah. Yeah, but then again, I'm not supposed to put that into the ether, not supposed to put that out there. Not like I'm waiting for Prince Charming either, but anyway, on to the next. But I have to say, the personalities of these, whether they're executive directors or founders, of the individuals that we've talked to today, these purpose-driven leaders in the community, they're awesome people. Like, I talked to my next guest, Mom, okay? Hannah Piat is our next guest with Youth for Troops, and she's hanging in there for me. So if she just hangs in a little bit longer, that would be awesome. I talked to her mom yesterday. Okay, I have a new friend. Like, we're going to lunch when she comes back. I said, this is great. Like, that's the thing about when you're talking to like-minded individuals that you don't even know are like-minded, but you share something in common. Obviously, her and I shared a lot more than probably most people would. But the cool thing is when you get active in the community, whether it's just even from, and Jason's amazing at this, just from a business standpoint with networking, or you actually are getting more involved in a constructive social thing, not like everybody goes to the bar kind of thing. I'm talking about more where you're actually benefiting from it, like a personal enhancement type of, whether it's an event virtually or in the community. I mean, but personally, I like everything in person rather than this virtual junk. But, you know, and then especially getting involved with a nonprofit or different organizations, or even going to a rally, well, you know, just where you're doing something where you're interacting with human beings. I mean, you really, you know, I think we've gotten out of that loop because of the past 18 months, which we shouldn't have, right? But we got away from community a long time ago. And I had mentioned that earlier, but getting back into it and supporting the community and being more involved on what's going on and help the fellow neighbor, even if it's just information, that's what it's all about. And you get to be around like really cool people. You don't have to, don't have to volunteer for, I mean, it would be nice if you had the time. Remember we said virtual volunteer, you can all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's all about getting more involved in the community. So the best way for people to do that, Jason, and to find out about all of these groups is to go to your website. And then, you know what, at this point, shouldn't they just contact you and say, hey, listen, there's a whole bunch of the groups that I'd like to be a part of. Which one should I really do based on what they need and all that? So do you want them to do that? Do you want them to just go to your website and then contact you directly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone's more than welcome to contact me. PMC.foundation is our website, and they can reach me at jason@pmc.foundation. And I would be more than happy to answer any questions or recommend the appropriate charities that are of interest to them.
Exactly. And this is whether it's a one-on-one or if you want your business or your organizations to work with in any capacity. Remember, Jason loves collaboration, loves being creative. They've got lots of events and obviously that they're all supporting these nonprofits. And another way to support Jason's organization, Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, and these other groups you learned about today, Hope Kids, Military Assistance Mission, Horses Help, Easy Leos, and our next guest, Youth for Troops, you can go to our marketplace. Okay, this is brilliant. Community-powered philanthropy. Put together an entire website where you can go and buy from 57 different well-known websites and brands, ones that you're going to know, ones that you go and buy stuff from anyway, whether it's in the store or online. You know, try to stay away from the Amazon and some of these big box. They're not very nice people. So if you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab. You're going to go over to the website. And whenever you buy anything, products and services, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners who are helping and supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom, which is all of these organizations, which is because they're friends with Jason. So that way, you buy the things you're normally buying. You never pay more than if you went there to their websites directly. You go to our website, and that's how we get the donation from the company. And then we're handing it to these organizations so that we can help them do more of all this great community work, what they do. So that way you can go ahead and buy the things you're normally going to buy and
magically a donation is generated. So that way we can help them out. That's all we're trying to do. So you're being conscious of your choices and buying decision, and you're helping the community at the same time, and usually you get more of a discount because of web, the companies offer it. And of course, our big supporter is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell is donating 20% of everything you purchase, whether it's directly to his website or through ours, as long as you use our promo code, which is HOME, H-O-M-E. And there's 110 products. You get all kinds of discounts, buy one, get one free. It's amazing products. I have the towels. I have the sheets. I have the pillow. And I think I'm going to get that squishy bed thing because I'm not sleeping very well because my back is killing me, Jason. That's why I'm like, maybe I need horse therapy. Probably need a little horse therapy.
Maybe.
Help my back. Help my back. It's sitting in this damn chair and not doing things like maybe going to your bowling event. That is next month, but we'll save that for the next time that you're on, because I need to get Hannah on here. We are well over, and poor Hannah has been so patient and listening to everybody go on and on and on. And I know she's sitting there going, come on guys, I need to share my story. And my next guest is Hannah Piat. She's with Youth for Troops. And their mission is to inspire patriotism. I know. Well, come on, I got to get your intro and you get a round of applause. Hang on there.
Oh.
Hang on. Yeah, no, it's special. Hold on. So their mission is to inspire patriotism in fellow youth by volunteering on behalf of service members and veterans through the community service, advocacy, and education audience. She started this organization. She's 16. How about a round of applause for Hannah?
Thank you.
Hannah, you are welcome, and thank you for being so patient. Your mom has done such a great job homeschooling all of you kids that you have turned out so wonderfully. That
thank you.
We need more of yous. We need more of yous, like our Patriot sisters who were on earlier. They're 20 and 22. And I said, we need more of that in our world as opposed to the alternative. So, Hannah, you're 16, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you started this organization with some friends and the siblings. Tell us the story, because I still can't believe that you're 16 and you did all of this while doing everything else that a teenager does.
Yeah. So basically we grew up in a very patriotic home, and we just always had a passion for serving military and veterans. And it was hard to find places to volunteer under the age of 16. But we worked with a few different organizations, and we got to know the people kind of in charge. And they just saw that we had a passion for military and veterans and just said we should roll with it and do something with it. So we decided to create a nonprofit that all ages, even if they're under 16, can volunteer. And that's what we did.
Wow, that's amazing that you actually, thinking of things is one part, but actually doing it is where most people, I'd say like 99% of the people, don't take that and next step to finish where they can actually start implementing. That's our biggest problem is, well, you probably don't know that yet because you haven't been corrupted by the planet and the world, but adults, they turn out to be, you know, they don't take that initiative to implement, and we get a little lazy. But you see, you're still, there's still got a great attitude. So don't lose that. Don't lose that. You know, it's,
okay.
And the world is your oyster at this point, so don't let anyone tell you differently, because just keep going with what you're doing. Because you could say, well, see, I did it, and I'm going to do it again. And that's the winning attitude. So what are you guys, what do you want from the audience in regards to participation and how people can spread the word for what's going on? And what action items do you want from them to help you?
Yeah, well, of course, volunteering with us is a big one. We'd love to have anyone listening just volunteer with us. And another big one that we're looking for is, if you know anyone who's deployed, we have our Care Packages for Deployed Troops project, and we need names to send the care packages to. And so that's one of – sorry, I got a phone call. That is one of the biggest needs that we have right now. And just if you want to email us at youthfortroops@gmail.com, that has a newsletter full of opportunities. And, of course, we always are looking for donations for our care packages. And yes, just any way that they can support us is on our website. Our needs are always kind of shifting around and changing, but our main ones are always volunteers and shipping costs for the care packages and, of course, the items to put in the care packages.
So for the volunteers, they could be anywhere in the Valley, or are you concentrating on certain areas where you want to, that you need volunteers in? Or is it basically, if you can find any kid at this point in the game that wants to volunteer, that's what you're looking for, because it's not something that I'm sure they're not getting told and encouraged to do this in school just because of the curriculum, which is the reason why you guys are homeschooled and that's why you turned out so good. So it's not something that's kind of a big push. So what do you want to recruit more volunteers? Is it anybody who says I'm all in, what do I do?
We would love anyone to come volunteer with us. Our main monthly events are in Anthem, our care packing project and our plastic mat project, and most of the things that we do. But we go all over the Valley doing mobile care packing events. Anyone that raises money for shipping costs, we can bring the project to them along with our card writing and box decorating and just a fun patriotic project, and we will bring the event to them. Or schools and businesses sometimes will let us come in and give a presentation about what we do and why we need to do it and work on patriotic projects. That's a big help to us. But, yeah, anyone who wants to volunteer, like I said, it's all on our website, and we'll take anyone, and they can just come join us, and we'd love to have them.
So just between you and me, Hannah, when you've done these presentations at the school, do you get a phone call and say, hey, we'd love to have you come back? And just between you and me, nobody else is listening.
Yes,
okay,
we do.
I'm just checking. Okay, good. Because, you know, I'm on the Patriot side. I'm not on the people who don't like this country side. So I just wanted to make sure that at least some of the schools out there are teaming up with, maybe teaching a little history.
That's one of my favorite things that we do, for sure.
Okay. All right. So you're getting the call back. All right. Because I was thinking maybe that there would be the crickets, and you're like, okay, phone's not ringing, guys. Phone's not ringing. Okay. All right. So we're good. You know, you didn't get this. So you didn't get the cricket. So we're good. Okay. So there's hope. There's hope for Arizona. And we just need to get more kids volunteering. We just need more kids volunteering. So right now, just to recap, you need more volunteers. You're primarily up in the Anthem area, but you will go on location, kind of like a class trip, to wherever you need to do an event, depending on where you can get the volunteers. And you need supplies. Can people donate supplies too? Does that help? So, because otherwise somebody's got to buy this stuff, right? Your mom and dad can't keep foot in the bill for all this. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd like that. So we have drop-off donation bins in Anthem. Our entire wish list is on our website, but I would say the easiest way to donate would be we have a PayPal on our website, or we also have an Amazon wish list, and so you can just order the items on the Amazon wish list, and it'll get shipped directly to us, and that has a list of all of our monthly needs.
Okay. And then we're primarily focusing on the deployed care packages. That are the care packages for the deployed service men and service women. Okay.
Yes.
What's your favorite item that you stick in there? What do you like to put in? What's your favorite?
We put coffee singles, like the K-Cups,
love coffee.
But in like the Crystal Light packages. And of course, that would probably be my favorite because it's coffee.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Well, once these guys first were coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, a bunch of them started coffee companies. Like, there's so many military guys that have coffee companies. There's actually at least one or two here in Arizona. I don't know if you're connected with them, but that's who you should reach out to if you're not. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them started their own companies, but they were coffee companies. And then they ended up, some of them actually have franchise options, or they have things where other military guys, veterans that come back, can kind of get their own version of it, kind of so that way they can start some of their own self-employed business, which I have a feeling that's going to be your next venture once you finish with school, because
You're going to move from nonprofit queen to small business success story because that's your next venture. So, Hannah, give your website one more time, would you?
It is youthfortroops.org.
Just like it sounds, boys and girls, just like it sounds. All righty, I think we're good to go. You've been patient. You've listened to all of us ramble for a long time. So go do what a 16-year-old is supposed to do for the rest of the afternoon. Yeah, thank you. And all of your family members and your friends who have helped give you support and start this. I mean, you're a great example of what today's youth should be doing and what you can become when you put your mind to it and you go ahead and implement ideas. You care about other people and the community and this country. So hats off to you,
Thank you, Hannah Piat.
Yeah, keep up the great work. And we'll have you, maybe we'll have you or your mom on next month to find out what's going on. So, so yeah, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Keep up the great work. But, you know, for the rest of the day, go just be a normal 16-year-old. Could you do that? Just be normal rather than
sure.
a superstar. Okay, yeah, just go.
Gonna get some lunch.
Yeah, there you go. Go get some lunch and enjoy yourself. So thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, Jason. She's 16. But I have to say that I was as eager and as proactive when I was 16 and younger. So that's why I gravitate to these kids when I see that, because I lived it and I encourage it. And I just know that there's a lot of kids out there that aren't doing that. And that's what we need more. We need more Hannahs, and we need more people to stand up, take action, and get involved in the community. It's very easy to do. We just gave you a whole bunch of ways. We even gave you ways where you didn't even have to get off the couch. How awesome is that? But we encourage you to do things in person because it makes a bigger difference, especially in your own life, because you're going to meet some people that could change it. You know, you're going to meet some friends. You're going to meet, and you might even find like a boyfriend or girlfriend. What about that? Not like Jason and I. We're brother and sister now, so we're not dating. But you never know. See, that's the thing. Who can you imagine who I'm going to meet when I am like queen of the equine again, and we're doing a little horseback riding, and I'm starting to go to these organizations and these events? You never know who I'm going to meet. Yeah. Who needs a dating service when you can interact in the community and volunteer? Anyway, Jason, you're a superstar. You are, you're like the mayor of nonprofits. We got to come up with a name for you like that, because I don't want you to be a mayor of a city, because then you'd run into too many obstacles. You wouldn't be able to really get anything done. So you're the mayor of maybe nonprofits, the mayor of the community, something along those lines, because you're bringing everybody together. You're showcasing them. You're letting people know, hey, this is what's going on. These are the movers and shakers. This is the groups. These are the people that you need to know about. You know, that's what it's all about. So awesome man. Jason, anything else you want to share so we can wrap this up? We're half an hour over, which, it is what it is. It is what it is, people. You can always fast forward, rewind, or turn it off, but we don't want you to turn it off. We want you to rewind and listen again. Anything you want to share?
Well, first I want to thank the nonprofits for coming on and you for having all the nonprofits and me on today. It is so encouraging what they do and inspiring to me personally and professionally what they do. And that's why our foundation, the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, exists to support them in all their efforts, whether it be by providing funds, volunteers, or donations. And, if anyone wants to serve or help or collaborate to help these nonprofits that were highlighted and discussed today, please don't hesitate to get a hold of us, because together we're going to be able to make that greatest impact for these charities and those they serve, as well as our community. I also want to remind everybody, we have our bowling fundraiser on August 21st at Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment, and that's going to be from 11 to 2. Please consider sponsoring veterans, service members, police officers, first responders, children that our charities serve, families that our charities serve. This is another way for us to give back through the generosity of donors, supporters, and partners like Michelle and her audience. So we would greatly appreciate any and all support. And please feel free to visit our website, pmc.foundation. You'll find a list of our upcoming volunteer efforts, events, and projects, and we encourage everyone to be involved with us and to collaborate with us so we can support the incredible work that these charities and our other partner charities do every single day.
Amen, brother. So there you go, boys and girls. Yeah, it's really amazing, and it doesn't take much from everybody. It really doesn't. You just need to, you know, kind of reposition how you've been doing things and make a little extra time just to find out what these groups do, what these organizations are about, how you can get involved. You know, if you've got a little extra, throw them a bone. Go head over to our marketplace website. Buy some stuff that you're normally buying. Head over to mypillow.com. Use that promo code HOME. And we're going to be able to get some money handed to these nonprofit organizations so they could do more. So there's a lot that can be done. And then, of course, you want to know that these resources exist. So when you find people, whether it's family, friends, or just contacts or a new person, you're like, hey, you know, there's this group that you need to contact. I think they might be able to help you. I mean, I'm doing that all the time whenever I try to keep all this stuff in my brain. So whenever I find somebody who needs something, I'm giving a referral to, you know, okay, they were on episode 230. Maybe listen to that. Or, no, I got somebody who does that. Hold on. So, yeah, it's all about collaboration. It's all about community. And that is what our whole platform, our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource platform, is all about. We have, I believe, 218 partners, and they've delivered 523 live segments of this particular show where we go live Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time with tools, tips, takeaways from experts, entrepreneurs, purpose-driven people, nonprofit organizations, amazing people like Jason Bressler, and the people you heard from today with all kinds of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Literally, everything is right there. The Ultimate Resource Center, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's not only our shows. It shows the people that we follow, people that are partners on our platform. And there's tons of groups, too. And everything is literally, everything on this website connects. But go to the Take Action tab. That's the hot tab, Take Action, between that and the marketplace. And then you'll see all kinds of websites, and you'll see must follow and join people, groups, organizations, and companies. And Jason Bressler with the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation is one of our platinum partners. They're listed on there. Go check out the different groups that you can get involved with. Kim Miller over at Arizona Women of Action, they're one of our platinum partners. So there's a ton of organizations, all categories, right? They're all there. Business, health, nonprofits, Take Action, information, legal, you name it, any types of groups or people that have messages that matter, you know, the people you need to know about, they're all listed there. So start checking it out. And if we did a show with them, which is most of the people, to the right of that is going to be their episodes. You just click on that. And Jason, because we have this fabulous show, I think we're going to take the episode we had with you next to your handsome face, and we're going to put this one in there instead. So
that sounds great.
Yeah. All right. I will let you go do whatever it is that you do, which I'm sure there is a networking event, a volunteering event. There is some sort of collaboration event between now and the end of your day, which is usually 9 or 10 o'clock. I'm sure it doesn't finish. So go do whatever it is that Jason Bressler does to support the community and bring people together and spread cheer 365 days a year. How about that? I did a little rhyme.
That was awesome.
This is what happens when I hit past the 2-hour mark. This show, believe it or not, for anybody's listening, and I'll share this real quick. And then I know Jason's got to go because he's probably tired of listening to me talk too. This show took a major portion of yesterday and, of course, quite a few hours this morning to put together, because even though Jason did help me to coordinate when the people were going to be, you know, there's multiple people, but there was 5 guests, but then there's multiple people attached to each of those people. You know, the people have the people. So this was amazing. 11 guests Okay, this was a major undertaking just to coordinate bodies. But it was actually not that bad. You would always think, hey, it's like herding cats. No, it was actually, everybody was really, really, really good and smooth, probably because they run their organization so well. But anyway, I just wanted to let people know it was a lot to put together this endeavor. And I want to thank Jason and, of course, all the nonprofits and the guests that we had earlier, too. For their patience for us going a little bit over, but I don't know. I'm a sucker for stories, Jason. I'm a sucker for stories, and I can't cut people off. Yeah. So here we are, 2:33, and we were supposed to finish. We were supposed to finish with the last guest at 1:49. That was the schedule. Schedule has been blown, people. It's blown. That's all right. All right. So you give your website one more time, and then I'm going to literally just a 2-minute wrap up, and then we're out of here.
PMC.foundation is our website.
Yeah, you can always find Jason on our must follow and join page under the Take Action tab, and he's also on our Platinum Partners page. So if you can't remember, just go to those two pages and you say, oh. This is where all the cool people hang out. This is the platform for the cool people. Yeah. So then that way you can find out about everybody and you can listen to their shows and then go to their websites and find out what they do and help support them, join them, follow them, all that fun stuff. All right, Jason, we still need to get together for our, it went from a date to a brother sister, luncheon, I guess. So, all right. No, we can still go out. We'll go to dinner. Something fun. You know what I mean? I'd love to see Jason. Do you even drink, Jason? Do you have like a glass of wine? Are you a wine guy?
Not really.
Okay. I didn't think so. All right. Not really. That's why you can get so much done. See, people, there's a PSA. There's always multiple PSAs in these shows. So you want to get a lot of stuff done. You want to be a superstar in your community, and you want to be successful even in your business. Be like Jason. Don't drink. Don't go to happy hour, and don't drink wine or cocktails at home. And you'll be able to get up early. Remember that extra hour. If I keep telling everybody, 1 hour early every day, get up. You'll be able to do all of those take action items to something in your business, your community, and of course your own life, BLC, business, life, community, take action, BLC. And literally just go to our take action tab. I'm working on that toolkit, and that toolkit, that take action toolkit is going to focus on, and then I probably will enlist you into this, Jason. I will rope you in to this portion because I want to reposition how people think about nonprofits in regards to more than just donating. Talking about, we'll come up with something really cool, like an engagement, volunteering, even if you want to be a digital volunteer, virtual volunteering, but something more than just writing a check or click now that they don't write checks. I'm the only person I think in the country that still writes checks. Cause I love pen and paper. If I could live in the 80s, I would. Literally, if Marty McFly showed up at my house and he's like, I'm going to take you back to 1985. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. And just leave me there. just leave me there. It's all good, you know, but anyway, I will, once I make some time, we'll add something in there because I want people to have a different approach, different strategy, different ideology, different way to go about the value of being involved with a nonprofit, more so than just clicking and getting that donation. Even though, of course, I still want everyone to always go to the marketplace. You always want to go to the marketplace tab so we can get the money generated. But you're just doing that because it's a better way to buy the same thing you're normally buying. So why would you go to a website directly, if you go to ours and all of a sudden 10% gets donated to nonprofits, there should be no traffic to any of the companies' websites that are listed on our marketplace. So please go check that out, everythinghelpresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab, and then Jason, I will enlist you to come up with some engagement things where we can get people to rethink how they we'll reimagine how people think about nonprofit participation in the community. We're going to reimagine.
Sounds great.
You know, we're going to reimagine, and then we're going to transition all in the same day, boys and girls. Reimagining and transitioning. Whoa. All right, I got to go. I could literally go off on this for hours and days. Yeah, yeah. And because you know where it's headed right now. It's at 2:38, and I literally could go. I mean, it's not like I don't normally go down that road. It's just that there's so much to share just based on literally the last 48 hours. I didn't even get a chance to go into detail, but I'm going to save it for Monday's show because most people aren't going to be able to hear about it in the regular quote-unquote news between now and then anyway. So it'll still be a surprise for most people, except for the people that paid attention to the beginning of the show and then my segment that came on approximately, when did I come on? 12, I don't know. I lost track of time. I forgot to write down when some of these people started, Jason. And then I got so engaged with the conversation, I was like, oh my God, they're supposed to be on for 5 minutes. Uh-oh. This is why I had screwed up today so bad, because I was paying attention. I forgot I was the host. It happens sometimes when, you know, you got good peeps. You got good peeps. All right. If you don't hang up the phone, then I literally will keep going. So you're going to have to disengage yourself because I obviously have no self-control. Go ahead. Click.
Okay.
Click. 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 Say goodbye, Michelle. Say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. And you're supposed to say
good night, Gracie. Good night, Michelle.
There you go. There you go. All right. I will talk to you later. I would say I'd talk to you this weekend. I just, you know, my problem is time. I don't have enough of it. So I need help. And so I'm doing what I can. But I don't think that I don't think of you. And I don't, and you don't do, oh, well, she didn't email me back. It's not that I didn't want to. And it's not that you're not a priority. They're just really, I only have so many hours. I can't work more than 7 days a week, like 14 hours. I'm 48, Jason, you know, so my looks are starting to go a little. And if you don't, you don't use it, you lose it, dude. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I got to get,
okay.
I got to get moving away from this desk because, you know, once all work, no play, that's no fun, right? And then, of course, if you're not exercising, so you're a man, different for you. And then, of course, you're, you know, early 40s, so you still got it going on. But once you hit, you know, us ladies get a little older, you know, if we don't exercise, it's not pretty. You know what I mean? It's like I tell people, they're like, you know, you always say before and after photos. I said, you don't need the before, okay? You know what happened. You know what it looked like. I don't want to see it. And I have to look at it as it is now. So I'm just going to share after photos because that's all that matters. You've seen hundreds and thousands of before photos. You don't need to ever see another before photo for the rest of your life. So we will only share after photos if we ever get to the after. See, that's the problem too, Jason. You have to do the action. You have to take the action to get to the after. So I got to take the action to get to the after. Ooh, I think that, could be like a course. You know what I mean? That could be like a course or some sort of inspirational seminar. You've got to do that. You got to take the action to get to the after. Anybody listening, you steal that, I swear to God, I'll come find you. I will find you if you try to steal that, anybody. But if you steal it and give me 10% of your total revenue, I'm totally cool with it. So you have an option. Yeah. So I'm always giving people. See, that's collaboration, Jason. That was live collaboration on the air for the two people that are still listening to the show. All right. I got to go. I'm hungry. I got to go have lunch. All right, I will reach out to you as soon as I can. And you made me cry today. You made me laugh today, and you got my head repositioned into reimagining the new relationship that we are going to transition into with the nonprofits to help other people. So yeah, wheels are spinning. The wheels are spinning, my friend, and that's all that matters at this point. So that's good. So
For sure.
I sincerely thank you for helping put this together. But I also curse you at the same time because now my brain is spinning and I literally don't need another project. But we'll figure out what to do here. So anyway, all right, go enjoy your weekend. I hope you are doing something fun. We already know that you're not going to be headed to the bars. We know that you're not going to be boozing it up, so that's good. That's why you look so young, because you don't put anything bad in your body. Mm. Yeah,
nope.
It's amazing.
I don't
see
do
people?
That.
See people? Another PSA. Don't put in the poisons, and you will look pretty. There you go. And you will look young. It's all about your health. It's all about your health. Anyway. All right. Click. All right. Go click, because I have a problem. I have a problem. I have a problem. All right. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Click. Bye. Bye. Click. Bye. Hang up. Hang up. All right. So he's such a good sport, and I just kind of wanted to joke around with him for a little bit. But anyway, I think we covered everything. Great, incredible nonprofits. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming on today. And we're going to have everybody on next month. We're going to put them into the mix, you know, our seven-minute segment where we have all of our experts, entrepreneurs, our partners, 218 partners. Oof, that's a lot of peeps, a lot of peeps. Remember, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars of quality content that is on these episodes, these live segments, because they're the seven-minute ones where we cover literally every topic to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And I've been doing my best to bring on not only, you know, headliners, people that you literally know who they are, right? So we've been doing that. We've been trying to get as many Arizona Take Action groups and politicians, right? We do love our Joseph Chaplick, though, representative, state representative Joseph Chaplick. And we've been trying to get on all kinds of groups, nonprofit organizations here in Arizona to bring the community together so more people know what's going on. Who are the peeps that I need to pay attention to? How can I get involved? How can I help? How can I support? And where are the resources I can refer out to people that I know or I might need for myself? So, make sure anybody that's still listening, anybody that's on the replay, share the show, share this segment, share this platform with your friends, your family, and your contacts, even strangers. Yeah. You meet a stranger, say, hey, you ever heard this talk radio show, Everything Home? Yeah, the lady's a little crazy, but it's entertaining. She's got some really good guests. And some of them, you know, they're pretty famous. I got some great information, stuff that nobody else is talking about. And it's not because it's top secret stuff. It's just that a lot of people, don't forget, are afraid to talk about certain things because they're afraid to get canceled. They're afraid to get censored. Or depending on where their show is, their boss, their employer, or the platform says, oh, hell no, you can't talk about that. No, that's happening. That's happening. That's why we have no censor. We are censorship free, right? Remember, we are your censorship free. Censorship free here. We are your censorship free safe space sanctuary. Speakeasy for patriots. And you don't have to be a patriot. You don't have to call yourself a patriot. You just have to not hate this country. That's all. You just have to not be like a demon. You don't have to be, evil. Yeah, you can't be our friend if you burn flags. And you can't believe Marxists. You know, we don't like any of that. We don't like Marxism. We don't like socialism. And we encourage you to not wear a mask. So we'll still be your friend if you wear a mask, but we're just hoping you come around to common sense. Remember, we're supposed to have our common sense caps on always during the show. But I encourage you to wear it for the rest of the day, maybe the weekend, sleep in it. Actually, never take it off, okay? That you never want to take off your common sense cap. Because if you didn't take off your common sense cap and you left it on, specifically 18 months ago, if you never took off your common sense cap 18 months ago, if we all did not take off our common sense caps 18 months ago, our lives would be totally different. Yeah. We wouldn't be under this tyrannical regime, the Nazi regime, this control about obeying. So I talked about it. I talked about it in my segment. I think I came on 1227, 1230 mark. So click on that. Even if you just want, say, all right, I'm only going to listen to that one, then that's fine. I prefer if you listen to the whole show because there's so much incredible people that have been on it today. But that gives you the rundown. And that's not making it up. That's fact. That's fact. That's what's going on. That's where we are. And we already know from the beginning of the show that the vaccines
are actually making the virus worse. The people that are getting vaccinated are getting sick. That's why they keep saying they call it a Delta variant. They're going to use every letter in the alphabet, in the Greek alphabet, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon. Thank God I pledged when I was in college. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to, you know, sing the alphabet for you, the Greek alphabet. And that's what it's all about. So that's who's getting sick because of the spike proteins. Mike Adams' show today goes into detail and explains it. And he's the mad scientist man. He's the one who owns the lab, the multimillion dollar lab, makes the food products, sells the food products. He's also a partner on our marketplace, the Health Ranger store. Go over there. He donates 2%. So I encourage you to go check out the products and services. And of course, you know, it all goes back to your immune system. Because the COVID tests weren't even picking up COVID-19. They haven't, there is no such thing as COVID-19 that came from the FDA. There is not one sample that someone can produce on the planet for COVID-19. And that's, they made it up. So you're saying, yeah, but people are getting sick. Well, it's the flu and it is other coronaviruses is what they put into that testing to come up because you're saying, well, I'm positive. Most of it's the flu. But they also said that most likely that they did in the beginning do some sort of spike protein, something or other, so people would get a little bit more sick or they had a stronger, basically a stronger version of the flu. Because if you think about it, and this is Mike Adams talked about it, Dr. Christiane Northrup, which was in episode 230. Let me roll these out. We roll these out for anybody who wants to spend today or tomorrow or the weekend really educating yourself and getting healthy and focusing on your immune system. And then I will wrap it up. It wasn't supposed to go this long. But, you know, I just can't listen. I can't listen to the crap, the lies that is coming from a lot of doctors, that I actually used to like and have some respect for on news, especially Fox News. I don't know if they are being told to follow orders and not buck the system because of the network is telling them that, or is it because they've already gotten the warning sign or the warning call or the letter that says from the medical boards, the medical organizations, which we know they were doing that last year, that says if you go off the narrative, then you're going to lose your license. So why are they saying that? I don't know. But they are in a position of authority and they're lying to you. Just literally the more information that's come out in the last 48, say 72 hours, just keeps proving it over and over and over. I talked about it this morning in the beginning, talked about it when I did my segment at the 27, 30 minute mark. So real quick, I just wanted to go over some of the episodes. If you want to talk about health, you want to talk about the Great Reset, you want to talk about, or shall I say, you want to listen to the experts, the doctors, to get an idea of where this started and where we are and where we're going and the facts, okay? Dr. Brian Artis, episode 223. Dr. Christiane Northrup, episode 230. Dr. Pam Popper, episode 214, and Dr. Larry Palevsky, episode 213. So not only are they talking about health, not only are they talking about the COVID, are they talking about viruses, they're talking about vaccines, they're talking about masks, they're talking about legal, they're talking about constitution, they're talking about the propaganda, they're talking about the political propaganda pandemic, where the agendas behind it, what really transpired, you name it. You listen to the, oh, and then of course, Dr. Larry goes into detail about critical thinking and that he was my first conversation with the doctor when it came to the propaganda and the critical thinking and really where people have been purposely misled for decades. Actually, it started hundreds of years ago, but really hardcore is what we'll share the next time I have a segment. I'm going to do one about the pharmaceutical industry and how all that was actually corrupted by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. And, you know, I heard some of this stuff years ago. And I'm like, no. And, you know, It's all legit, peeps. It is all legit. All this stuff that you've heard for years that you thought you were told was a conspiracy theory. Oh my God, it's all true. It's all true. I mean, you can. It's not only you can look it up. It's part of history, which is the part when you pay attention. So you're like, oh, it's not even an article. It's literally. It's happened. It's part of the history, like the timeline. So that the other thing too. An episode 195. It's the second hour of the show. Deborah Peters comes on and talks about the science of propaganda. Oh, that one is fascinating because that talks about the science of propaganda, which was started by Freud's nephew back in the 20s. So that's when the whole pharmaceutical thing got taken over in the 20s. Yes, it is. They're all friends. Okay. And the other item for you to get an idea, not only the facts, but the brainwashing, which is a real technique, the CIA techniques. Remember, I was talking about that, the mind control experience, with all these different brainwashing, which is what this creating of the fear. All this is fake. All this is, it is blown out of proportion strategically by the 13 bigs, you know, the big pharma, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big box, big religion, big education, big media, big nonprofit and foundations, the bigs, the 13 bigs. And of course, they are all connected through their PR company, Edelman PR. That's how they all have the talking points. That's all they get. All the information comes to them from the CDC, from the WHO, from the different entities within the government. They put all the slides together, the talking points, and disperse it out because you wonder, how do all of these, back in the, amateur style is 4 a.m. talking points for Democrats back in the day. Remember 4 a.m. talking points? This is like 4 a.m. talking points on crack because it's 24-hour talking points dispersed to every category of every type of entity or business that affects literally every single one of us in our lives, violating our freedoms, our constitutional rights, amongst everything else. So anyway, the last thing is go on that Take Action tab. If you go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Take Action tab. And if you go to the actual Take Action tab, when you click that, you'll have the drop downs of all the different pages of resources. But if you actually just click the Take Action tab, I made that a page too. So sometimes people don't necessarily want to go to that. But I added things on. Everything overlaps. So you'll always find it. I'm just trying to make it easier. So if you click on that, you'll see a documentary, Brainwashed. It's by Brandon House. You know, House has his own WVW network. But he partnered with Mr. Mike Lindell, and they're doing Frank Speech. So Brandon is an amazing guest. I learned so much from that show. And I've had a bunch of his guests on, and I'm trying to get a bunch more, but really quality stuff. That's where I found out about all of the timelines and the players in the game when you're talking about, you know, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. There's just so much. There's so much, but everybody needs to know about it. Anyway, he did an incredible documentary. It's only the first hour of it, but it's enough. It's an hour of enough of something most of people have never heard before that you need to understand. And it puts everything into place. You just go, oh, now it makes sense. Makes sense why they just are letting people in the streets, burning thing down, BLM, just like a satanic worshiper, which is the Patrice Colliers or whatever her name is. Yeah, Marxist, looting, burning, chaos, defund the police. Now pushing the vaccination, even though they know it doesn't, it actually hurts you. Spike proteins, 50 billion of them running around your body, literally eating your immune system. Those are the ones that are getting sick. Oh, this is what I was saying before. Dr. Judy Mikovits even said all of these vaccines have the viruses in them. So where do you think that this kind of probably came from? They put it into people. Well, just like the Sherry Calbum. She was the first person to let us know that the most carcinogenic chemical, ethylene oxide, I'm saying it correctly, is on the swab of every COVID test, and they jam that sucker up your nose, which never made sense to me. And then it gets into the passes that membrane. It breaks the membrane into your brain. So they're like, you know, they're inserting it. It's like in vitro.
for poison, and God only knows what else is on there. It's probably the actual antivirus. Why would they not? They're basically, you let them implant it in your brain, and people are like, God, I wonder why I can't smell. Well, you just killed a couple of your nerve endings, and it might take a while for them to come back. Kind of makes sense when you jam something up in your brain. And why would you need to take a test for something that's so deadly that lived on your shoe for 6 months that you had no symptoms, but you had to take a test to tell you if you had it? Come on, people. Common sense caps. Common sense caps. So anyway, the brainwashed documentary, literally it's an hour. It'll make so much sense. It'll put those puzzle pieces together. It is on our must-watch videos page on the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It is 2:58. I'm wrapping it up. On Monday's show, let me share with you who's coming out Monday. Here's the lineup so far for August. I can't believe it's August. I'm so not ready for that. Sherry Kalbaum's coming back. We're going to talk a lot about detoxing. And we've got Sam Sorbo. Sam Sorbo, the author of Words for Warriors. She's also the actress. That's going to be amazing. She's been on my list for a while. Dr. Pam Popper and Raj Dorasamy's coming back on Friday the 6th. Peggy Hall, oh, love her. She's one of my new faves. Peggy Hall and Sheriff Mack will be on Monday, and then I've got to work on the rest of the month. So, yeah, it's going to be a big blowout month, so definitely tune back in on Monday. Oh, jeez, we're going to lose the live feed, but I'm just going to play the regular music. But please, everybody, tune back in Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can go to everythinghomelive.com. everythinghomelive.com for the listen live link. And I think Monday we're going to start streaming on all the platforms. Just depends if I can pull off figuring out how to do it based on the notes I took that way, but I'm not going to do video yet. Will I Monday? No, I don't think I'll have time to play around with that. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing this show, this platform with your family, friends, and contacts. Literally, it will change their life and it will help them grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference, especially in their communities. So join us, join our community, follow us on social media. Just go to the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And if you click the links, it'll get you to all the links. So that way you can subscribe, you can join our newsletter, follow us on the Rumble. So for those listening, thank you so much. Have a great weekend to everybody listening. And we just lost the live feed, but this is in the replay. This is in the people that are listening to replay, the on-demand crew. And I'm looking for something that I cannot find. So I'm stalling. Oh, I did want to remind you of one quote. I think it's appropriate for more than one. So those who stand for nothing fall for anything. The only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. I tell you, this makes me emotional because I know what's going on. And you guys, real brief, I listen to this stuff. I'm working during the day, so I'm not just sitting here. I'm not watching TV or anything. I don't even turn the TV on during the day. So I'm listening to multiple guests. I'm listening to multiple shows. It's in the background, and I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes because I'm trying to help. I'm trying to solve the problem. I'm trying to get everybody aware to realize how bad things really are and how bad they're going to get. I'm not doing this to scare anybody. I'm doing this to rally the troops. And I think it's time we do something along the lines of what they did in France and other countries over the last weekend, because literally – what they've pushed in the past 48 hours, and I haven't even tuned in to see what's happened today, I can only imagine, is going to destroy this country. That's not bills. That's just this vaccine mandate with the federal employees. They're talking about adding the military in there. We already know that this vaccine, non-vaccine, kills people, adverse effects. Oh, my God. And now this information that came out today that Mike Adams shared that solidified what we've been talking about since last June. The PCR tests are completely made up. Information came from the FDA. God bless these people who are, quote unquote, the whistleblowers who are coming forward with the truth.
it's like they are in their, it's like the movie Truman, but a really bad version. And I think that they're so so far gone. They, the people that are the actors in it, you know, you're like your Blasio and your Gavin Newsom, your the entire administration, the media. It's really anybody in a political position that has done anything to violate one of your constitutional rights or religious freedoms, which that pretty much doesn't rule out almost anybody. Certainly not Doug Ducey, what we like to call him, Doug Ducey, here in the state of Arizona. And then whatever, what is this, what Kim tells me? Oh, by the way, the Tempe, oh, Phoenix is going to put masks on kids? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Just when you thought we were safe because it was part of the legislation, you got some demon that wants to go ahead and put a mask on a kid for a disease that doesn't exist, for a solution that scientifically proven doesn't work, only hurts the child's levels and increases the levels of CO2, which is bad. Yeah, so it is time, guys. This is why I'm telling you all this. And the reason why I get emotional when I read these quotes, and then I got to wrap this up, I got to go, is because I pay attention to too much, and I have this information, and it's all information that you can do too. It's just, it's literally all the shows that I watch, they're listed on our must listen to page, right? So you can go to the Take Action tab, scroll down to the must listen to page, and all the shows, you know, the top ones are the ones I listen to every day. That's where I'm getting this information. So I'm sharing it. I'm just telling you where to go. I'm just condensing it so you don't have to listen to the full 2 hours of these shows or 3 hours, whatever they are. Just giving you the snippets. So anyway, I got emotional because I know how bad it really is and what's coming, which I didn't even share some of the stuff that's what's coming today because I ran out of time. And there's a lot of people out there that think everything's cool. I think everything's fine. And it's bad. The fact that they will not let this go, and they are now pushing these vaccine mandates, passports coming, the masks are back. But here's the thing, they can't do any mandates against the Constitution. They can't mandate you to wear a mask, take a vaccine, take a test. It's against the law. But if we don't say hell no, they'll do it. So it's up to you. It's up to me, and it's up to everybody who you know to say hell no. And then they backed down. They did it in Orange County with Lee Dundas. They did it with the restaurant owner. I got to get him on the show. Tony, he's in Huntington Beach. And Huntington Beach is, I believe, I don't think it's Orange County. I think it's LA County. No, it's Orange County. It's Orange County. Well, Orange County, they were pushing back on everybody there. So they said, you know, you're shutting down your restaurant, you have to wear the mask. He said, hell no. And guess what? He stayed open the entire time and never had anybody wear masks and never got a fine, never got shut down because they can't do it. They know they can. It's against the law. So they're just trying to scare you. Fear, remember, false evidence appearing real. It's all fear. It's part of their plan. Part of the manifesto, the Communist Manifesto, the Art of War, the Science of Propaganda. Part of the checklist, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna add that paper that Mike Adams talked about with the FDA and the information and start sharing that. Which from the FDA, but you know, the Facebook's gonna like shut me down or whatever. So anyway. So here you go. I gave you two. I gave you three. I'm going to give you number four. It's in white, so it's hard to read. So bear with me here. I'm going to retype this. So first, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I'm not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I am not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So There you have it, boys and girls. That's where we are. And it's where we are. Just for those of you who don't are not getting that fully, it's okay. You just listen to my section of the show that I come on, 12:27 or 12:30, 27 minutes in, 30 minutes in when I come on. That'll give you a good dose. Watch that movie Brainwashed. Listen to these shows from our doctors. I'm going to add that into the COVID tab. I'm going to do a COVID page of doctors. Keep in mind, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And that's where we are headed. Whew. You know, sometimes it's better to, I understand where the saying comes from. Sometimes it's better to not know. When they just have this bunch of information. But then, what would that, you know, what good would that do for, but I get it. Or the two, or it's better to have loved and lost than never loved at all. That's a tough one, because it's like I would rather not know. So you can't, you don't want to say I would rather not know, but I am not going to say I didn't do anything. I am not going to be one of those people who said, God, I wish I would have done something. So we're going to, what I'm doing, just to be short, and then we're going to, I got to end it. Because, you know, I keep saying that, and I could talk for days for the four people that are still hanging in there. I'm talking to different influencers, nonprofit organizations, community advocates, leaders of the different groups, and of some of these doctors, and seeing even attorneys, things like that, and seeing what is the most effective thing that we can do to get the people engaged, to try to just end this chaos at the powers that we can for the low-hanging fruit, because it's literally coming at us like a Biden nuclear bomb. It's not good, people. It's not good. So anyway, tune in Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, 2 awesome guests in the soapbox. And it's all good. Go over the weekend, listen to any of the 523 live segments of the show, 218 partners. Take action tab. You'll see it. The purpose-driven partners segment is the live portion. And scroll on the scroll and see what shows, what topics. And then if you want to listen to our more famous guests, there's a famous guests and well-known guests tab. And then check the take action item. Take action. Go to the take action tab. Check the must follow and join. Must listen to. Must watch. There you go. All right, everybody. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. I can't believe this. I've got to bring back mask home. I started seeing it back in, December, January. And I put it on the burner. I got to bring it back. So don't be a maskhole. You got to stop being Shawshank. Remember the movie? I can't believe that I actually have to relive this part. Oh, my God. I took it off my things for a reason. Thinking, oh, we're never going to go down this road again. Unbelievable. Yeah, remember Shawshank? The guys were free from prison, but they all wanted to go back in because that's what they were used to. We get used to what we're used to. So we just got Shawshanked. Well, I didn't, but even if you did, you need to un-Shawshank yourself. Oh my God, I forgot that I told you I took it off. Now it's back. This is not right. This is not right. All right, we're gonna come up with a plan to do something, but I gotta get everybody's got to get on board. Everybody's got to get engaged. Everybody's got to pay attention to the facts and the truth. This is insane. This is insane. I'm telling you that if what's transpired over the past 48, 72 hours is any indication on how fast things are going to be headed based on what I was already listening to that's going to be happening, you're talking 30. I think it's going to be within the next couple of weeks to 30 days. Anyway, get that common sense cap on. Leave it on all day. Please, please, please leave it on all day. You're going to need it. You should never take it off. And tests aren't real. There's no such thing as COVID-19. There's no sample. This doesn't exist. It's just a form of the flu. You have coronavirus in you already. It's just there. It's like cancer. You have it in you. It's just a whether or not, at what point it actually turns, takes a turn for the worse. Oh my God. You got to listen to Mike Adams, Health Ranger. He's on our must listen to page, his episode from today. I'm going to cut and paste it and do the highlight portion and stick it on our must listen to, or I don't know, maybe must watch. I'll figure something out. Anyway, Monday, 12 p.m. Thank you for listening. Thank you. A special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and all of the amazing nonprofits that we got a chance to meet today. Thank you to Jason Bresser, Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. Please head over to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Take action tab, marketplace tab. Check out the COVID tab. We didn't even get into that. But yeah, just work on your immune system. All the information's there. Just look at the COVID-19 medication treatments, prophylactics. It gets you what you need to do to be proactive. Just boost your immune system. Vitamin D, zinc, all the information's on there. Simple, 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 simple. HCQ, you can do that too. It's cheap. You can get it on there. All the information, literally everything's there. You don't have to Google stuff anymore. Just go to their website. Go to our website. It's all there. TakeActionItems.com. You want to go direct? TakeActionItems.com. If you're still listening, thank you. I hope you're awake and encouraged and jump on our train. Jump into our community. Jump in this movement. We're bringing everybody in because we've got to join forces together to literally save our own lives at this point from what's coming. Because it's coming. It's coming. I'm telling you. It is a Biden nuclear bomb. Go take action on what we shared. Listen to some shows this weekend. And as far as your business advice, I didn't get a chance to jump that in there, but you know what? Let's take out your pen and paper. Make a list on what's working and what's not. And, you know, maybe I'll do a highlight of the different things that I talked about and add that to the business page. But yeah, you know what, I'm going to go back to my advice for this weekend. Make a list of 20 people that you can pick up the phone and have a conversation with. And go back to the basics of phone conversations, because I had quite a few this week. And it is so much more amazing than email back and forth. Literally, between this week, last week, and the week before, I've had so many phone conversations. Oh, I just love so much better than this email crap. Or texting. Oh my God. Pick up the phone. Make your list of 20 people. And you need to call every single one of them. It's all simple stuff. All right. Go make it a great day. Make it a great weekend because you serve it. Let's get a little God bless America. We need a little God bless America. Lots to do this weekend. Monday, 12 p.m. See you then.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.